Carolina. This is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball live on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Evening, everybody. Thanks for stopping by on this Tuesday. Mitchell Speltz with you from Charleston for the start of a very key six-game series. Here in the first half of the season, we are a quarter of the way through. Augusta's coming off a very successful homestand against the Columbia Fireflies and off to a good start this year, 20-13, and are right in the thick of the South Division race in the Carolina League. One of the teams in the mix with them would be their opponent tonight, the Charleston River Dogs, the defending champs of Low A East. They are 21-12 on the year. They are coming off a series split with the current first place Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It's the Pelicans in first. Charleston's a game back. Green Jackets are two back and one game behind Charleston entering play tonight. So a lot on the line in this series and even the next one as well. So a very key 12-game stretch coming up for the Green Jackets. Six on the road in Charleston starting this week. Back at home to take on Myrtle Beach for six. After this one, Pelicans are tonight in Columbia to take on the Fireflies. The team the Green Jackets just handled over the last week, and they look to continue their success after taking 5 of 6 from their rivals against another foe, as Jorge Bautista makes his first career start for the Green Jackets, worked in relief in the last series against the Fireflies. He'll get Ben Peoples for the River Dogs, the single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. We're just getting started on the On Deck Show, built by Tax Slayer here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston. We'll come back and take a deeper look at the starting pitchers when we return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Tax Slayer, here from Charleston for the Green Jackets and Charleston River Dogs. Opening game of six, first time these two teams have met up in 2022, and the Green Jackets really trying to flip the script this season. The River Dogs really had their number last year as Charleston won the season series 24-6. More specifically, in this ballpark, a house of horrors for the Green Jackets. They were 1-17 against the eventual champions of the now Carolina League last year at Low A East. Starting pitchers for tonight, Green Jackets are going to send Jorge Bautista to the mound for his first start. The 21-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic threw an inning in relief last series against the Fireflies. Gave up a one run in that inning, but he will be moving to his now normal role as a starter, where he has served most of his young career, 34 career games in his tenure. He has started 22 of them, 89 strikeouts in just under 107 innings of work. He's pitched a couple of years in the Dominican Summer League, and then last season in the Gulf Coast League with the Braves rookie affiliate. His mound opponent tonight will be Ben Peoples, another 21-year-old right-hander from Columbia, Tennessee. He was a 2019 draft pick by Tampa Bay in the 27th time this year. In 22 innings, he has struck out 27 with 13 walks and a 3.68 earned run average. He is 0-1 on the season. We'll take another break on the On Deck Show, come back with our driver on the league right after this on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change.
That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Here from Charleston, Green Jackets and River Dogs. First time this season, first of 24 between these South Division rivals and two of the best teams in the Carolina League, as it's currently Charleston at 21-12, second best record overall. Green Jackets one game back at 20-13. They are in third place in the South Division, two back of front. Drive around the league presented by Easy Go. First Carolina League scores one final from today. The Delmarva Shorebirds have won two games in a row. Isaac Baloney had a walk-off home run that won it for the Shorebirds in the bottom of the ninth against Salem in their finale, avoid the sweep. Carried that over to today and beat Fredericksburg 5-3. A nice little comeback effort from 2-0 down early. One game currently going on that is in Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Cannonballers lead the Woodpeckers 4-2. That game is currently moving to the third inning. Other games tonight, Down East is at Carolina. Lynchburg plays at Sim, a couple of 17-win ball clubs. And the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, just talked about them. They are currently at Charleston, or at Columbia tonight. They just faced Charleston over the last week in Myrtle Beach. Pelicans and River Dogs split that series. Here's the standings currently in the Carolina League in the South Division. Myrtle Beach leads everyone at 22-11. Charleston in second place at 21-12. They are one game back. Augusta, two off the pace at 20-13. Kannapolis in the neighborhood as well. They are 17-16, five games back. Fayetteville in fifth place, 10 games back at 12-21. Columbia in the cellar at 11-22. In the North Division, Lock Close Titan is at the top of that division. Fredericksburg leads at 19-13. Lynchburg in second, two games back at 17-15. Salem and Carolina are both 17-16, two and a half back. Down East, 5.5 off the pace at 14-19. Delmarva at the bottom at 10-23. The Atlanta Braves organization tonight. The Major League Club is in Milwaukee tonight. The Brewers outdueled them yesterday, 1-0. Freddie Peralta outlasted Ian Anderson. A pitcher's duel, game two tonight at 7:40 at American Family Field in Milwaukee. In the minor league ranks, Rome tonight is at Aberdeen. Starting that game for the Rome Braves is Roybers Salinas, his third start. Taking on the top team in the South Atlantic League, the Aberdeen Ironbirds are 24-7, the Baltimore Orioles high affiliate. Gwinnett hosts the Memphis Redbirds tonight. That's the AAA club of the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Biloxi Shuckers are on the road to take on the Mississippi Braves. That is also the Brewers and the Braves organization, just like the Major League clubs at Trustman Park, as the Braves look to get some revenge on Biloxi. They took 5 out of 6 from the first time those two teams met. Back with the starting lineups, Green Jackets, River Dogs, game one. After this, on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change terms.
South Carolina, as we continue on the On Deck Show built by Tax Slayer. Mitchell Speltz with you as we check out the starting lineups for each team tonight. First, for your Augusta Green Jackets, who are 20-13 on the season, two games out of first place, led by first-year manager Nestor Perez. They are the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Leading off, third baseman Geraldo Quintero. Batting second, shortstop Cal Conley. In the three spot, left fielder Stephen Polini. Adam Zabrowski bats cleanup. He is the catcher. Batting fifth in right field, Randall Mesquita. Makai Backstrom bats sixth at first base. In the seventh spot, second baseman Caleb Durbin. And rounding out the order for the Green Jackets, center fielder Caden Morton. Again, for the Green Jackets, it's Quintero, Conley, Polini, Zabrowski, Mesquita, Backstrom, Durbin, Parker, and Morton. Jorge Bautista, the right-hander, gets his call on the mound. The 21-year-old right-hander, his second appearance, first start with the Green Jackets. And now for the home team, the Charleston River Dogs, who are 21-12 on the season, one game out of first place. They are led by manager Blake Butera, defending champions of the Low A's East and also Carolina League now named. They are the single-A affiliates of the Tampa Bay Rays. Leading off in center field, Shane Sasaki. Batting second, shortstop Carson Williams. Batting third, the left fielder Drew Baker. Batting cleanup is the first baseman Bobby Seymour. Mason Hours in the five spot, he's in right field. At third base, batting sixth, Willie Vasquez. Luis Leon bats seventh, he is the designated hitter. In the eighth spot, catcher Michael Berglund. And batting ninth, second baseman Jeffrey Marte. One more time for the River Dogs. Sasaki, Williams, Baker, Seymour, Auer, Vasquez, Leon, Berglund, and Marte. Ben Peoples, the right-hander from Columbia, Tennessee, makes the start, his seventh of the year for the River Dogs. He's 0-1 with a 3.68 earned run average. And now for tonight's umpiring crew, on the bases, Mickey Smith, and behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes, is Josh Michael. Now time for the Augusta University Injury Report to take out the IL for the Green Jackets. There are currently three Green Jackets currently on the injured list. They are all pitchers. Ben Thompson and two left-handers, Adam Shoemaker and Sam Strickland, all are currently on the injured list. Augusta did make a roster move today. They activated Antonio Barranca off the injured list, but sent him to extended spring training in Northport, Florida. The corresponding move to that is Cesar Rodriguez was recalled, another catcher up from Florida. However, he has been placed on the development list. He's with the club, but not active. We'll take one final break here from Charleston. We will come back. Opening pitch, Green's pivotal six-game series is next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your...
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Ha!
are ready to roll here from Charleston, South Carolina, Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark, Green Jackets and River Dogs. Game one of six of this big series here in the first half of the year. We're a quarter of the way through the season, and Augusta's right in the thick of a postseason race as they take on one of the teams standing in their way. That would be the Charleston River Dogs, who are a game in front of them right now, the defending champs of the Loy East League, now called the Carolina League, as they get set to come up for the first time tonight. Here's how they'll line up 1 through 9. Geraldo Quintero in the leadoff spot. Cal Conley follows him with Stephen Pelini batting third. Adam Zabrowski, Brando Mesquita, Makai Backstrom in the middle. Caleb Durbin, Brandon Parker, and Caden Morton. The Green Jackets, who are 20-13 on the season, coming off a great series at home, took 5 out of 6 from the Columbia Fireflies. They get set to face the right-hander, Ben Peoples from Columbia, Tennessee, 22nd-round draft pick by the Tampa Bay Rays back in 2019 from Giles County High School in Pulaski, Tennessee. He gets the call today for the 7th time this year, an 0-1 record, an earned average of .368, 27 strikeouts, 13 walks on the year for the right-hander, Ben Peoples. Here's the defense behind him for Charleston. Drew Baker's in left field with Shane Sasaki in center, Mason Auer in right. Willie Vasquez is at third base with Carson Williams at shortstop, Jeffrey Marte at second, Bobby Seymour mans first base, and the catcher throwing down the sign today for Peoples is Michael Berglund. And we are ready to go here from Charleston. So glad to have you with us on this excellent Tuesday night for baseball. Mid-70s, very little wind right off the Atlantic Ocean here from Charleston, South Carolina. Geraldo Quintero is in there from the left-hand side against the right-hander Ben Peoples. First pitch coming is swung on and driven to left center field. Well struck but playable as Shisaki runs it down. And off we go here from Charleston. Quintero coming in hot with a big swing on the first pitch, but he lines out to the speedy Shane Sasaki in center field, and there is one down on one pitch, and here is Cal Conley. Green Jackets winning 5 of 6 against Columbia last weekend at home, and now back on the road, taking on a Charleston team who has been very good this year as Conley takes a ball inside. Says Josh Michael calling the balls and strikes. Mickey Smith on the base paths. River Dogs coming off a series where they split with Myrtle Beach. 1-0 pitch is fouled the other way. Conley sprays it into the netting. One ball, one strike right on top of the Green Jacket dugout on the third base side. As Conley's back in there from the left side. Peoples, the right-hander out of the windup, deals a 1-1, and he missed up and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. River Dogs took 3 out of 4 in the start that series in Myrtle Beach. Pelicans won the last two, including Sunday night. 2-1 pitch. Conley is swinging a miss. Little high fastball by him at 93 miles an hour. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cal Conley looking for something good to strike here against Peoples. Here's the 2-2 pitch. He chased a high fastball about shoulder high, and he blew him away. 92 on the gas from Peoples, and there are 2 up and 2 down. Here in the top half of the Augusta first. Now Stephen Pelini to the plate. Opening game of this 6-game series. Green Jackets returning to a place that was a bit of a house of horrors for them last year. Really struggled against the River Dogs altogether, but specifically here as the first pitch is outside, belt high. The fastball to Pelini, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. Green Jackets were 6-24 against Charleston last year, 1-17 here in their ballpark. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Pelini behind a big fastball at 94 from Peoples. 1 ball, 1 strike. He's quickly back in there. Peoples sets and deals the 1-1. It's up and in. Backed him out a little bit. 2 balls and 1 strike. But this is a completely different Augusta team, one that's pitching very well. Offense has been as good as any, especially as of late. It's a 2-1, a cut and a miss. Pelini now a 2-2 count. Nothing but fastballs here in the opening inning for Ben Peoples, and he's got around 94. He's locating it well. 2-2. A swing and a foul. Pelini behind it. Sails out of play to our left. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 77 degrees. Sunny here at the opening pitch. Some light shadow cover as we get started. The 2-2. Pelini lets him go high, and the count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. To Stephen Pelini with no score here in the top half of inning number one. Pitch number 7 coming up to Steven. Here comes Peoples. A swing and a miss. Another high fastball, and he strikes out the final 2 batters in the inning. And the Green Jackets are down in order in the top of the first. Half it in the books. Green Jackets nothing. River Dogs coming up. Right-hander Jorge Bautista toes the slab, and we return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA.
You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green.
Ball game. Green Jackets go down in order in the top of the first, setting the way for Jorge Bautista, the right-hander from the Dominican Republic, 21 years of age, making his first start, second appearance with the Green Jackets. He's mostly worked throughout his career, I should say. 34 games, 22 of them starts, coming up through the Dominican Summer League and the Florida Complex. Second appearance with the Green Jackets through an inning last week against the Columbia Fireflies. Gave up one, struck out one in his eighth inning of work against the Fireflies. He will face this starting nine for Charleston. The speedy Shane Sasaki leads it off, followed by Carson Williams and Drew Baker. Bobby Seymour, Mason Auer, and Willie Vasquez in the middle for the River Dogs. Luis Leon, Michael Berglund, and Jeffrey Marte in the bottom three for Charleston, led by manager Blake Butera. Defensive alignment for the Green Jackets, Stephen Pollini, Caden Morton, Brandall Mosqueda left to right in the outfield. As Bautista's first pitch to Sasaki runs inside for ball one at 90 miles an hour. 1-0. Geraldo Quintero at third with Cal Conley at short. Caleb Durbin at second and Mekhi Backstrom over at first. Sasaki lines one right center. That one's going to fall. Base hit. One of the fastest base runners in all minor league baseball is on in two pitches as he singles into right field. Automatically got to watch him over there. Sasaki paces a River Dogs team that runs more than anybody. Sasaki is 24 for 24 stealing bases this year. Charleston as a team leads all the minors in stolen bases with 76, and they're doing it at a very efficient rate. They've only been caught 11 times. Sasaki with a big lead off of first. There he goes, first pitch. It's inside. Zabrowski fires it down, and it is going to be just late. One hopper caught by Durbin. Tag was there, but bang, bang. Green Jackets nearly caught Sasaki for the first time as he slid right into the tag, but he's just in there. And that is his speed, folks. Zabrowski got rid of that quick. One hop, but he just got underneath it. Three pitches into the game. Sasaki's in the second base. And now 1-0 the count to Carson Williams. As Bautista working from the stretch almost immediately as he deals the 1-0 pitch. And he missed in again. Two balls in, no strikes. So the shortstop for the Charleston River Dogs. First round pick by Tampa Bay in 2021. Top 10 prospect in their system, coming in at number 9. And the MLB pipeline ranks. 2-0 pitch. It's a big cut and a miss. Fastball by him as Bautista gassed him up. Two balls and one strike. Big season so far for Williams as he comes in with a .297 batting average and a total of 16 extra base hits. 2-1. Is a little down and in. Good changeup that time by Bautista. Just missed. And it's 3-1. This is not a home run hitter's ballpark. Coming right off the ocean. Mostly a lot of wind blows. And not tonight, though. Big triples ballpark, but not a lot of homers. Bautista down 3-1. Check the second and inside move with nobody covering. Watches Sasaki go back. Three balls and one strike. Got three. I get a hold of one to get it out of here. River Dogs this year, only 18 home runs, middle of the pack. 3-1. A grounder to third. Quintero scoops it up on a tough hop as he fires to first. It's high. Backstrom comes down with it just in time to get Williams. Sasaki does not move up in the tall frame Makai Backstrom brings down the tall throw from Quintero, and they just got him by half a step. 5-3 on the putout. Productive out for Bautista as he keeps Sasaki at second base, and now it's Drew Baker. And that's why you like to have a big target over at first base, like Makai Backstrom. He can bring down those tall throws, big target to throw to. Quintero used all of it as he played the very tough hop. One away now for Baker. Nothing here in the bottom of the first, but a runner in scoring position for Charleston as Baker bats on the right side. Bautista still working out of the stretch. An inside move chases Sasaki back to second. But Durbin not there in time. No throw necessary. Not a huge lead for Sasaki. Trying to keep him close. Guy who certainly has the speed to try and steal third. As Bautista steps off, he'll give himself a chance to reset the signs a little bit. Second time he stepped off in this at-bat. He can only do it one more time. 1-0. All right, swing and a miss. First pitch is a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1 to Drew Baker. Kind of psyched out. Sasaki over at second base had a brief shoulder turn that direction but did not throw. Spooked him back to the base. Count is nothing and one to Baker, the left fielder for the River Dogs. Bautista's 0-1 pitch is a spinner, and he lands it knee-high right on the inner part. And it's 0-2. Good breaking ball from Bautista. Fastball, curveball, changeup combination. Also has a little bit of a slider. Not a hard thrower, but he mixes it up very well as he's getting his first start with the Green Jackets. Has Baker down 0-2. The pitch to him is outside. He threw him that slider. Didn't bite on it, though. 1-2. And that's what it's all about, being a starter. You may not have the most overpowering fastball. Take you a long way. As Bautista makes his 23rd career minor league start at age 21. 1-2. A jam shot looper into shallow right. This is trouble, and it's going to get down. They're going to send home Sasaki, and it's going to be misplayed in the outfield. He's going to score. Up to second goes Baker, and it's 1-0 Charleston. They were going to send home Sasaki regardless, but Mesquita and Backstrom crossed up a little bit on who was going to grab the ball, and as a result, it trickled by both of them. As a result, that might be an error as it puts over to second base Drew Baker. That might be a straight double as well. They are going to give that a two-bagger. But Sasaki scores. He trades spots with Sasaki, and it's 1-0 Charleston. That's a good piece of hitting by Baker. Got jammed on a good pitch inside, but he just was able to go the other way with it. Drop it into right field. So now 1-0 Charleston. Bobby Seymour, the cleanup batter, now up against Bautista as he continues to work with a runner behind him. First pitch coming. Seymour, a big bouncer foul down the first base side. 0-1. Very good crowd on hand here in Charleston. Always draw well out here. Very historic ballpark. River Dogs right behind the Green Jackets for the top attendance in the Carolina League. Top three just behind Augusta and Myrtle Beach, where they just were. A one pitch in the dirt. It skips behind Zabrowski, but not far enough for Baker to advance. He thought about it. Didn't see it all the way through, and the count is 1-1. To Bobby Seymour. Cleanup batter out of Wake Forest for the River Dogs, drafted by the Rays last year. An organization that is very well run within their minor league system. A small market team that almost has to build that way. 1-1 pitch is down and in. Missed with a fastball. Two balls and one strike. Charleston won the Carolina League Championship last year, called Low A East. In addition to that, their High A club, Bowling Green, they won the High A East title. Count is two balls. The kick and the throw is outside. Corner strike. Throw down to second. Snap throw. Nearly got him from Zabrowski. Good pick by Conley. But Baker just gets back. Two balls and two strikes. Had Bowling Green, who won the championship over Greensboro. Double A club Montgomery lost to the Braves double A team, Mississippi, in the championship last year. And Durham, the triple A team for Tampa Bay, was about 30 games over 500. Team that has a good eye for young talent. A very loaded system. Two balls and two strikes. Bautista kicks and deals as Seymour lifts one to right. This is trouble. Mesquita on the run, and it's going to get past him into the wall. Another run is going to score. Baker is in. Seymour to second, and it's 2-0 Charleston here in the bottom of the first inning. Back-to-back doubles, three hits and four batters off Bautista here in the opening inning. And it's 2-0. Now bring out an early mound visit for Mike Steed, the pitching coach for the Green Jackets. Bautista has gotten the last four hitters, actually the last three hitters, check that, to two strike counts. He got Williams to ground out. But Baker and Seymour both double. A little blooper by Baker, and that one went all the way to the wall on a hop for Seymour. And Charleston has put Augusta in an early hole. Green Jackets played from behind the last couple of nights against Columbia. Came back to win a couple of those, including their game on Sunday when they were down 2-0. So we got a long way to go. And 15 pitches into the opening inning for Bautista, and the River Dogs are putting up some good at-bats against them. Now just trying to fight through this inning as he faces Mason Auer. Green Jackets coming in hot. They've won five of their last six games going back to the Columbia series. And also, in addition to that, 7 out of 8. Best team in the league over the last 10 games at 8-2. As Bautista continues to work out of the stretch, Mason Auer, the batter, in there. Goes right to the gas, 0-1. Green Jackets is trying to reverse the curse of this ballpark. Really had a tough time here last year. 1-17. Look to second base. 0-1 pitch. A swing and a fly ball to center. Going back on it is Durbin. Shallow. He'll have the play and catch it for the second out. Durbin read it well. Morton was charging in hard from center field, but an easier play for the second baseman. There are two away. And now it's Willie Vasquez. Two away here in the bottom half of the first inning. 2-0 River Dogs. RBIs from Drew Baker and Bobby Seymour. Bautista's first offering, a check swing, is a strike to Vasquez, who jumps out of the count and does not agree. And Josh Michael says it hits the inside corner, and Bautista gets ahead of the number six hitter for Charleston. Bautista not getting rattled out there. 0-1 pitch is a slider, missed just off the corner. One ball, one strike. Vasquez is one of four top prospects in Baseball America. I should say, actually, MLB Pipeline and the Rays, or the River Dogs lineup. Overall roster. 1-1 pitch. Vasquez ropes one to left. Coming in, Pelini. He will play it on a hop. It's off his chest. Seymour is going to score, and it's 3-0 River Dogs in the first inning. Vasquez barreled that one up to left. Pelini kind of got caught in the in-between there. I think made the good decision not to lay out for it. Knocked it down right off his shins, it looked like. But he did keep it in front, and now it's 3-0 River Dogs on four hits here in the first inning. Now Luis Leon, the number seven batter. Green Jackets with some early work to do trying to cap off the damage here in the first inning. A fast-striking Charleston lineup. One that puts the ball in play quite a bit. And throw over by Bautista. Close play. Vasquez back standing up. Made a lot closer than should have been. First base coach Frank Yagjanda saying, you might want to slide on that next time. Has a good lead off of first. Bautista's first pitch to Leone. Swing and a miss. Chased a changeup down. And it's 0-1. There's one weakness for Charleston offensively. It has been batting with runners in scoring position. They're only a buck 90 in that category. Now struggle to bring guys in, but not in the first inning. Have three hits already in the opening frame as the pitch to Leon's a slider down and in. 1-1 to the left-handed batting Luis Leon, a DH for Charleston. As Bautista's gearing up for pitch number 23 here in the first inning. Break-even pitch. Leone, soft bouncer to second. Durbin will play the easy hop, flip to Backstrom at first, and retire the side. But Charleston puts Augusta in an early hole tonight. It's 3-0 River Dogs with four hits, producing three runs off Jorge Bautista in the bottom of the first inning. We go to the second. Charleston 3, Augusta nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Smells back with you from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina. Green Jackets have some early work to do tonight. Down 3-0, River Dogs knock Jorge Bautista around a little bit in the top of the first, or the bottom of the first inning, rather. Three-run score on four hits, a couple of them doubles. As the Green Jackets, long way to go, though, have some work to do. They'll have the middle of the order coming up against Ben Peoples to put the Green Jackets down in order in the first inning. Got eight full innings yet to go. Don't go anywhere, folks. Adam Zabrowski starts it off against Ben Peoples. Struck out two in the opening frame. Got a sharp lineup off the bat of Geraldo Quintero. Righty, righty. First pitch to Zabrowski is a strike as he starts him with a cut fastball at 92 in its own one. Got the Dogs barking a little bit here tonight. Bark at the park here in Charleston. 0-1 pitch. Zabrowski behind a fastball. It's 0-2. You see that everywhere in the ballpark. Everyone's got their designated day for it. Charleston has theirs on Tuesday nights. 0-2 pitch. Zabrowski sprays it foul. A little late on a fastball. Another one at 92 from Peoples. And it's 0-2. Now Zabrowski looks to get on here for Brandol Mesquita, who waits in the on-deck area. 0-2 pitch is waved at and sent to right field. Charging in and getting there in time is Mason Auer to retire Zabrowski. Was slicing away from him, well struck, but was playing perfect depth to go catch that one near the line. Four up, four down now for Peoples to start off his night. Here's Brandol Mesquita. Just the guy you're looking for to start off a rally here. Mesquita, as good as anybody in the Carolina League, swinging the bat. Top 10 in most statistical categories. Bats on the right side. Peoples' first offering to him is a bullseye, and it's 0-1. Brandol Mesquita has reached base, now facing the Charleston pitching staff for the first time. 0-1 pitch is a knee-high strike, and it's quickly nothing and two. As he zips in a fastball at 93. Something Peoples has done early and often, he's thrown a lot of first-pitch strikes. He's done it to all five batters. The pitch is lined to right field, and there's a hit for Brandol Mesquita. Down 0-2 in the count, didn't seem to bother him. As he sends one the opposite way, and the Green Jackets have their first base runner. As Mesquita extends his on-base streak to 25 games. Incredible. Having a tremendous season, now facing a really good pitching staff this week in Charleston. And even down the count, does his thing. Here is Mekhi Backstrom now with Mesquita at first. 3-0 Charleston, top of the second inning. The pitch to Mekhi is on the outside corner as he paints the black with the fastball. No balls and one strike. That fastball is coming in around 92-93, but he gets a little bit of that cutter movement to it. And a little bit of a deceptive delivery from Peoples coming over the top. 0-1. He is outside. Missed with a changeup that time, and it's 1-1. That cut action can be very effective when you put it in to the inner part to a left-handed batter, even to a right-hander as well. When you put it on that outside edge, it just breaks away from him. One ball, one strike. Peoples' pitch to Backstrom is on the outside corner. Good frame job that time by the catcher. Berglund maybe got that one right on the corner. Brought it back in nicely for Josh Michael. Now it's 1-2 to the Green Jacket first baseman. As Mesquita gets a good lead off of first. Ball one, strike two. Here's the pitch, and instead of throw over, quick move to first. Mesquita dives back in. One ball, two strikes. Backstrom trying to make it back-to-back hits. Down the count against Peoples as they set the target outside. Here it comes, and it is just off the outside corner. 2-2. I'll tell you right here, that last pitch looked better than the one previous. But very good take by Backstrom. Looking for something good to hit here. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Green Jackets down 3-0. There goes Mesquita. The pitch is swung on and missed. Throw down to second is on the bag, and Mesquita is out at second. And a perfect throw by Berglund, and that ends up being a three-batter frame for the Green Jackets in the second. A strike him out, throw him out for Michael Berglund, capping off the strikeout with a double play. As we go to the bottom of the second inning, it's still Charleston 3, Augusta nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer.
Bottom of the second inning, Mitchell Speltz back with you from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. Right along the Michael Berglund, the catcher, starts it off for the River Dogs against Jorge Bautista. First pitch, a good hook, and it lands on the inside corner to get ahead of the lefty catcher, nothing in one. Bautista looking for a pick-me-up inning. River Dogs got 3 runs on 4 hits in the opening frame, 3 hits with runners in scoring position. 0-1 pitch, up and away, missed with a changeup, and it's 1-1. Berglund trying to build off the momentum of how that last half inning ended as he capped it off with a strike him out, throw him out. Gunned down Brandon Mesquita. Break even pitch is a little above the letters of the fastball at 94. Best velocity from Bautista. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike to Michael Berglund. 2-1. A foul jammed him as he sends it into the seats to our left. 2-2. Yeah, what is a very good crowd tonight here in Charleston. Very historic ballpark. It's been around here for a while. River Dogs, good tenure with the Tampa Bay Rays going. 2-2 pitch is outside, 3-2. Spent some time with the New York Yankees organization as well. And this is a ballpark Nestor Perez is certainly familiar to, manager for the Green Jackets. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch from Bautista. A swing and a fly ball. Left side. Foul territory. Quintero, long run after it. And it'll end up 3 rows back in the seats. And we'll do it again. Nestor Perez was a player coming up through the Rays system. Then the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. And River Dogs were once with them back in the 90s. And then moved to the Yankees organization. Now back to Tampa Bay. So Perez played here as a player back in the 90s. Starting his young career, the 3-2 pitch is fouled again as he sprays it to the left side. Up the rafters, and a pinball down to the seats, and we will see pitch number 8 come up. Says he remembers his ballpark very well, just like he saw it when he left. Payoff again. A swing and a hot shot grounder towards second, past Caleb Durbin, and into right field. Another 2-strike hit for the River Dogs. This one. That's a tough one for Jorge Bautista. Now he'll look for a double play ball. It's Jeffrey Marte. Fourth hit of the game for Charleston, or fifth hit of the game, rather. It's one of those outings where Bautista's not walking anybody. It's just one of those, he's getting those two-strike counts and just has not been able to get that third strike by hitters or get the ball on the ground, that weak contact he's looking for consistently. First pitch coming, Marte out in front of a good changeup from Bautista. No balls and one strike. That's sometimes you just tip your cap to the opposition, putting together some good at-bats, and we will see how Bautista battles back as he goes back to the stretch. The 0-1 is going to sail outside. One ball, one strike. To the number nine hitter, Jeffrey Marte, second baseman. Batting 260 in his 25th game. 19 for 73 at the plate. Zabrowski puts up the target outside. The pitch from Bautista is a high bouncer to first. It's over Backstrom's glove and into right field. Had some high hang time on that one. And from first to third goes Berglund. And there are runners on the corners for Charleston with nobody out in the top of the order coming up. You'd think on a plain surface, natural grass, all dirt, that wouldn't hop that high. But that one was spiked right into the ground. And even with Backstrom's athleticism and jumping ability, that got over the top of him. What looked like an out somewhere ends up being a base hit to right. So first and third now, nobody out, and now Shane Sasaki bats for the second time. As Bautista looking to navigate some through trouble again. First pitch to Sasaki is a slider down and away. He laid off of it. One ball, no strikes. Looking for a double play ball, but a very tough man to double up in Sasaki the way he can run. Has not hit into a double play this year. 1-0. Sasaki fouls one away late in a fastball at 92. One ball, one strike. Bautista has thrown strikes in about 70% of his pitches. To get knocks every little way against the right-hander. They throw over to first. Good snap throw, but not in time. As Marte dives back in. This is where he'd love to get a strikeout here. Sasaki, not a big extra base guy, but he could pretty much turn any single into one when he gets on base and the way he just likes to take off for second. Did that on the first pitch last time when he reached. One ball, one strike. Bautista kicks the leg and throws. And he hits the inside corner. Good changeup that time. As he got Sasaki to turn his head in disbelief, and he's gone down now 1-2. This would be a big spot for his first strikeout. Had one in his one inning worked last time out against Columbia last week. Has Sasaki down 1-2. They throw over it again to first. Quick throw that's in and out of the mid of Backstrom. Wouldn't have mattered. Looked like Marte dove back in there. Second pickoff attempt by Bautista. You get three of them per at-bat. Using them wisely, trying to keep the base runners honest. Sasaki down, one ball, two strikes. Here comes a fastball up and in. Two balls and two strikes. Sasaki saw two pitches in his first battle, and he lined it to right center for a base hit. And then, as mentioned, on the first pitch, wasted absolutely no time taking second, although it was a close play and a good throw by Adam Zabrowski. 2-2. Sasaki ropes one to left. That's a base hit, and this one will get towards the corner. Sasaki's on his way to second and going to come in to score. Marte's going to try to. The throw by Conley won't be one. Two-run double for Shane Sasaki, and it's 5-0 Charleston. Another two-strike base hit off Jorge Bautista. He had him down. Slider left it up a little bit, and Sasaki pulled one down the left field line. His speed made that an easy double, and they were very aggressive, sending home Jeffrey Marte, and it paid off. He was about halfway there when Conley had the ball, but, of course, with Sasaki now running at second base, he could easily move up on that throw. And two more runs are in. First, three batters of the inning all have hits for Charleston. Haven't seen too many teams come out swinging like Charleston has, and again, you look at Jorge Bautista, and he's doing everything right. He just has not been able to get that final strike. And River Dogs are forcing mistakes. They are fouling off a bunch of pitches, and then once they get that mistake pitch, they have jumped on it. Already 7 hits already in the ball game for Charleston, and there is nobody out here in the second inning. Now they're up 5-0. And now you're getting into the heart of the order once again. It's Carson Williams, the batter. Old spirits are returning. A place where Augusta pitching in particular really struggled last year. Almost a whole new staff trying to right the ship. Still got a long way to go. Bautista trying to now keep the damage at just 2 runs here in the second inning. First pitch to Williams is a hammered ball left center field. This is going to plug the gap. Sasaki will glide in. He will score easily. To second goes Williams. He's going to try for 3. Conley has it. He bobbles, and it'll turn into a triple. Conley maybe turned his head a little too soon as the ball popped in and out of his glove. If he cleans that or catches that clean and gets the throw to third, I think they get Williams. But he was thinking 3 the whole way, and he has another triple. His Carolina League best, 6th of the year. And it is now 6-0 River Dogs. Charleston's a home run away from hitting for the cycle in this inning. Now it's Drew Baker. There are not a lot of home runs hit, but there are a lot of triples that he can get it into the alley. 4 batters, 4 hits against Bautista. Now Tyler Owens has Bautista's first pitch to Drew Baker is too low. That's with a changeup, 1-0. A consistent offense for Charleston that has had tough times with runners in scoring position, but you wouldn't know it tonight here in the early innings. 1-0. A swing and a foul. Baker behind a fastball. 1-1. Bautista now at 41 pitches for the ball game. And he still looks for his first out of the second inning. Infield halfway in for Augusta, trying to cut off Williams if he moves on contact. 1-1 pitch, lifted foul to the right side. That'll get well out of play. 1-2. It's been a lot of these kinds of battles. 1-2, up on the hitter. It's just a matter of getting that 2-strike pitch in a spot he wants it where Charleston can't touch it. 1-2 the count. Bautista set. All right, he kicks and deals. A foul again. Baker's fouled off. Now 3 pitches in this at-bat. Owens has intensified his throwing down in the third base side bullpen for Augusta. Bautista trying to win the battle with the 3-hitter for Charleston. Still nobody out here in the second. 1-2 is down low. Missed with a fastball. Good take by Baker. 2-2. Baker, team leader in batting average, 371, but this is only his 18th game. He is now 24 for 63. Chokes up a little bit, open stance on the right side, the 2-2 pitch, a little liner, right side, base hit, and another run's going to score. With the infield in, he shoots one the opposite way, and it's 7-0 Charleston. 5 straight batters coming up with hits here in their half of the second, and that is going to be it for Jorge Bautista. Tough opening act for the right-hander, one that he was very excited in just an inning plus. 7 runs, 9 hits, still nobody out in the second inning, and Tyler Owens is going to enter this game for Augusta. Good young arm, looking for a bounce back whenever that next appearance might be, but he is out of the ballgame. After 46 pitches, 7-0 River Dogs. Tyler Owens takes over on the mound for Augusta on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Premier information technology and cybersecurity firm and the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing subject to change.
Nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning is 7-0. Charleston on 9 hits. Bobby Seymour is going to bat against Owens as the right-hander is on for the 7th time. This will be his 3rd relief appearance. 16 innings covered, 19 strikeouts, and 6 walks for Tyler. Has pitched well out of the bullpen in both of his appearances there. Has not allowed a run. He is in for Jorge Bautista, who is going to look to bounce back in a big way whenever that might be for that young man. But these are the kinds of things that happen sometimes. It's all about how you bounce back. First pitch from Tyler Owens to the lefty Bobby Seymour, 0-1. But I know how excited he was for the start, and I know that's not the way he wanted it to go, but there's always next time. And I'm sure he'll pitch again in this series as the 0-1 pitch, Seymour takes it away, 1-1. And I'll see if Owens can pick him up. And again, hey, you know what? We got a long way to go. Yeah, we're only in the second inning. Crazier things have happened. And Owens now looking for a ground ball. Double play from Seymour. Still nobody out here in the inning. 7-0 with a runner at first. There he goes. The pitch is fouled back by Seymour as it swung center cut. Fastball about Bell high, a little behind it. And it's 1-2. Drew Baker is the runner at first base. The first 5 River Dog hitters this inning all half hits. Single, single, double, triple, single. In addition to that, had 4 first inning hits that scored 3 runs. Pull shift is on for Seymour. Count is 1-2. The pitch from Owens, a swing and a miss. First batter, he faces, he gets him on 4 pitches as he strikes out Seymour for the first out of the inning. Owens comes in, looks sharp almost immediately, and now here's Mason Auer. This was a game Tyler Owens was likely going to pitch in anyway. The question, of course, was how soon was he going to answer. He was probably going to piggyback however far that Bautista went in this game and only threw an inning. And again, it's going to be one of those, you look at the box score and it might not wow you if the first pitch is going to be a throw over to first and back standing up is Drew Baker. But it's not like he wasn't controlling his command. It was just finding a way to get that third strike over, and Charleston just a lot of pesky at bats. He got ahead of a bunch of them. Got a bunch of 2 strike hitting as the pitch to Auer is a little high and outside. Good spot by Owens at 94, and it's 1-0. And those are the ones you can build off, and that's something Mike Steeds told me. Get hit like that rather than walk a bunch of guys, and he was throwing strikes. 1-0 pitch is a strike this time right across the outer edge as he blazes in the fastball. 1-1. So you're going to go to the film room, break that down, and figure out how next time around, how do you put those guys away with 2 strikes? It's all part of a learning process. Owens look over to first. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Another big fastball at 94 from Tyler Owens, and it's 1-2. Now we'll see how Owens can respond out of the bullpen. He's coming off a nice start last time on the mound. Pitch in the Columbia Series, 4 innings, struck out a career-high 7. A throw over to first, back standing up is Baker. Good quick move, though, by Owens, 1-2. And Owens has kind of been a guy under the radar a little bit. Had 2 short starts at the beginning of the year back at SRP Park against Fayetteville a couple of times. Big leadoff at first for Baker. He takes off. The pitch is fouled away by Mason Auer. As the dogs are barking here tonight. Both in the stands and on the field. One of the River Dogs have swung the bats early. And going back to those 2 previous starts against Fayetteville for Owens, I remember talking to Nestor Perez about it. Said he didn't pitch bad. It was just tip of the cap hitting on the other side. Fayetteville, a lot of big hits against him as that one is lined to right center. That one's going to get down. Mesquita cuts it off. This will make it second and third. Maybe saved a run there as it turns into a double for Auer with his speed. Going from first to third is Baker. And now it's second, third, one out for Willie Vasquez. Auer can really run. Other than Sasaki, he's the next fastest man on the team. And considering that one was hit straight into the gap, easy shot for Baker to go first to third on it. And now Willie Vasquez to the plate as Owens works with two in scoring position and one out. Runner at third and Baker currently belongs to Bautista. Book not yet closed on him. And now the runner behind Tyler Owens is to his responsibility as Vasquez bat. Carlson bottom of the second inning. Infield moves into the infield grass for Augusta. First pitch to Vasquez, rolled up the middle, base hit. That'll score two more runs. Touching home is Baker. Here comes Auer. The throw will go all the way through. And up on the throw is Vasquez to second base. Backstrom tried to cut it off, and Zabrowski, if he plays that hop cleanly, they might have a shot at him at second, but tough hop. Two more runs score on the single, and it is now 9-0. What has been a disastrous start for Augusta. We have rarely seen this, folks. Nine runs already on the board. That is the second most the Green Jackets have given up in a game this year. Only the second time they've given up more than eight. And Vasquez is now driven in three here in the first two innings, and the River Dogs are going to bat around here in the second inning. Four runs in this inning. First pitch is a strike, and it's 0-1. Check that. Six runs have scored this inning. Three in the first on what is currently 11 hits on the board for Charleston. 0-1 pitch outside, and it is a 1-1 count to Luis Leon. He grounded out to end the first inning, which feels like ages ago, the way this one has lasted. Break-even pitch. Leon takes one low, a fastball at 92. It's 2-1. Final line today for Jorge Bautista. Ends up being one plus inning pitch. Nine hits, eight runs all earned. No strikeouts, no walks. A tough one for the ERA, that's for sure. 2-1 pitch is just outside, bell high. 3-1. That's the tough thing about being a pitcher. One bad outing can really rock that ERA, and it takes almost a whole season's worth to get that down. That's why you got to go start by start with some of these guys. As a 3-1 pitch bounce towards first, Backstrom can't get there. Durbin does, covering his Owens at first, and he'll get there. On the 4-1 put out up to third base goes Vasquez. As Durbin maybe saved another run there. Backstrom went all out to get it, went just off his glove. May have tipped that up on it, able to get it in shallow right field and get it to Tyler Owens covering. Ends up being a 4-1 put out. Two-way now for Michael Berglund, the catcher. He started off this inning with a base hit. And Owens trying to keep Vasquez at third base. First pitch coming to Berglund is high. Ball and no strikes. I'll say it again. We still got a long way to go. Still seven full innings to go. Why not a big offensive night tonight? 1-0 pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes to Berglund. Green Jacket bats can get just as hot. We've seen it before. Two balls, no strikes. Owens kicks and deals, and Berglund pops it up. In the infield, Cal Conley, the shortstop, says, I want it in the dirt. He will make the catch as he backpedals into the outfield, and that'll finally retire the side. 10 batters come up for the Charleston River Dogs. They score six times on seven hits, and we go to the third inning. It's 9-0 Charleston on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn in, has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening.
Here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston. 6 runs on 7 hits for the River Dogs. In the bottom of the second inning, matches the largest run out of put by an opponent against the Green Jackets pitching staff this year. Carolina also did it a couple weeks ago to the day. As Caleb Durbin will lead it off, Green Jackets look to muster something up. Down 9, but it's still a long way to go. 7 full innings left. Bottom third starts it off for Augusta, starting with Caleb Durbin. Ben Peoples' first pitch is right in there. Throws him a fastball at 92, and it's 0-1. It's not over till it's over. 0-1 pitch is a strike. Paints the outside corner, 0-2. Sun's starting to set here in Charleston. It's been a good night for baseball. 0-2 pitch. Durbin waves and fouls one back, just able to get a piece of a hanging slider. 0-2. Going to be good weather all week. That's what they tell me anyway. 0-2 pitch is too high, about letter high. 1-2. They get a lot of rain here. That's something they're hoping to avoid. It looks like they will be. 1-2 pitch. Durbin check swing laid off a good slider that time down away. Got him leaning on that front foot a little bit. 2-2 to Durbin. Team leader in RBIs with 20 with a couple of home runs. Had another RBI in Sunday's game. 2-2 pitch, another wave and a foul, and Durbin stays in there, 2-2. Who got him on the board. After going down 2-0 early to Columbia, end up winning that game 5-2. 2-2 pitch, Durbin rifles one to right center field, down base hit over a leaping Marte. And Caleb Durbin has the second hit for Augusta as he shoots that one to right center field. Just got enough elevation on that one as Jeffrey Marte timed up his jump pretty well, but just a little over the top of his glove. And the Green Jackets have an early base runner here in the third inning for Brandon Parker. 9-0 Charleston. One batter at a time. Let's do this. As Durbin's a threat to run over there at first. First pitch to Parker is high. Ball one. Talk about how well Sasaki runs over at first for Charleston, their center fielder, now 25 for 25 on stolen bases. Durbin is second in the league in stolen bases with 14. He's gunned on 15 tries. 1-0 pitch is way high. Snagged down by the catcher, Berglund, and it's 2-0. The one thing Charleston does very well, not only do they steal a lot of bases, they also defend the run game very well. Over 40% of the runners that try and steal on them, they throw out. They've already got one caught stealing tonight. 2-0 pitch. Parker takes a strike on the inner part, right around the knuckles as he stands right on top of home. 2-1. Threw out Brandel Mesquita on an inning-ending strike. Him out, throw him out last inning. 2-1 to Parker. Peoples deals home, and he takes in outside. Good take by Parker. 3-1. Trying to get the first two guys on here in the third inning with the Green Jackets down a 9 spot. So a lot of anxious bodies in that dugout for Augusta. They're all on the railing. 3-1 is high. He lost him on 5 pitches. And that's a no-out walk to put 2 on and nobody out for Caden Morton. See if Caden can punch one into the gap somewhere. At the top of the order now, looming next with the 9-hitter coming to the plate in Caden Morton. With the green numbers, black trim, black ball caps, Charleston the home whites. Navy blue numbers and lettering, gold trim with the blue ball caps. Look to second. Nobody holding on. Durbin, first pitch to Morton, is sprayed foul to the right side. Seymour will give it a look at first base. But he'll get out of play by plenty. Nothing to one. Morton batting a .176 on the year, but about .270 in the month of May. Has been able to turn it around a little bit here as we play in the second month of the season. We're about a quarter of the way through the year. 0-1 pitch. That's a strike. 0-2. 132-game season. We're through 33. Season split up into two 66-game halves. Winner of each half clinches a postseason spot in each respective division. Very tight at the top right now. Green Jackets and River Dogs both in the mix. 0-2 pitch. Morton a wave and a miss, and people strikes him out on three pitches. Threw him a good slider that time to get the first out. And there is one away now for Geraldo Quintero. Got Myrtle Beach leading the pack as we enter tonight. They're one game up. They are currently 22-11. They won the final two games against the River Dogs at home after Charleston won three of the first four. Split that series and came out of it. Still a game up. Righty-lefty. First pitch of the switch hitting Quintero as a fastball blazed on the outside corner. And Quintero drops the shoulders. He didn't love it. Maybe a wide one that time that Berglund brought back in. And Nestor Perez is talking to the home plate umpire. Josh Michael a little bit. 0-1. That one's inside. It hit him. Grace's pant leg, it looked like not much of a reaction, but if it hits any part of your clothing, that's a hit by pitch. And the Green Jackets have him loaded for Cal Conley. One big swing, and some momentum comes to Augusta here. A single, a walk, and a hit batter puts him at all three spots for Augusta's number 17 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, or number 18, according to MLB Pipeline and the Atlanta Braves system. And Cal Conley, also a team leader in home runs. He's got everyone gets their leads. First pitch to Cal is hit in the air, sliced into the left side. Durbin goes back to third. It'll be caught by Baker. Here comes Durbin. The throw to the plate will be cut off by Vasquez, and the Green Jackets are on the board on the sack fly by Cal Conley. Hit that one sharply. If Vasquez lets that one go all the way through, they might have a play, and the catcher Berglund is looking back to his third baseman and says, why don't you let it go through? I think he would have gotten in there, but it would have been close. But Vasquez went up to cut it off, and the Green Jackets will at least be avoid being shut out in this game. On the sacrifice fly by Cal Conley. Picks up RBI number 13 on the year, and now it's Stephen Polini with two on and two outs. People's first pitch is a swing and a miss as he threw him a fastball just below the letters. With some cut action to it, 0-1. One run on two hits in the game for Augusta, 9-11 for Charleston. 0-1 pitch, too tall, and it's 1-1. Peoples this year has gone no more than 4 1/3 in any of his six previous starts as the 1-1 pitch is swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Might be in line with that tonight, especially if the lead stays the way it is. You might look to get some other guys some work. Brandon Parker at second, Geraldo Quintero at first. The 1-2 to Polini is a liner right side. That'll sneak into right field. Actually was knocked down but thrown away by Marte. Here comes Parker. It's still a live ball. Quintero rounds third. Up the second goes Polini. And it's going to bring another run home as Parker is in on the throwing error by Jeffrey Marte. I thought no chance he'd knock that down. At the very least, he did stop it. No way they were going to get Polini on that, though. Just kind of a wild, didn't look the first throw that time from his knees by Marte. No chance for Seymour. River Dogs lucky that didn't go into the dugout, but the Green Jackets have two now here in the third. It's now 9-2. That'll play. Take him any way you can get him. That's a two-base error on the second baseman, Marte. River Dogs is a team very good defense. Zabrowski bats as the first pitch is down and in. One ball, no strikes. It's actually going to be a hit for Stephen Polini, but also an error. Marte that allowed the run to score. Otherwise, Parker was not going to come in prior to that throwing error. Now two in scoring position. The 1-0 to Zabrowski is a cut and a miss. Missed a high fastball. One ball, one strike. So that went to the outfield here. You cut a 9-run deficit down to 5. Baby steps. Randall Mosquito waits next for Augusta. The 1-1 is fouled back, and it's now 1-2. Don't got to get it all back at once. Good speed on both bases. Quintero at third. And now Pelini at second base. Green Jackets with a couple hits in the inning. Both of them have great leads. Infield back for the River Dogs. 1-2 pitch. Dombrowski takes a big slide that just missed off the outside corner. Framed well by Berglund, but not to the liking of Josh Michael. That's 2-2. Defense straight up for Zabrowski. 3 homers, 17 RBIs for the Augusta catcher. Here's the pitch. A check swing. It got by the catcher, Berglund, but not far. He will zip it down to first and secure the strikeout, as that will retire the side, but the Green Jackets get a couple as runs come in off the bat of Cal Connolly and Stephen Pelini. And we are through now. 2.5 here from Charleston. It's the River Dogs 9, Green Jackets 2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Couple in the top half of the third inning. They bring 7 to the play, collect 2 hits, and now down 9-2 as Jeffrey Marte will start it off for Charleston. 7 run advantage for the River Dogs in their home ballpark. First of 24 meetings on the year between these two clubs. First of 6 here in Charleston. First pitch to Marte is a fastball that grazes the outside edge to the left-handed hitting second baseman Jeffrey Marte. 0-1 pitch is down and away this time. Missed with another fastball. 1-1 the count. As Owens is working quickly. First full inning for Tyler, technically. 1-1 pitch is outside again. They continue to work that outside edge to Marte. 2-1 the count. 9-1-2 due up for the River Dogs. Here comes Owens. Fastball cut on a miss. Blew by him at 91 miles an hour. And the count is 2-2. Working for his second strikeout. Here it comes. And he'll miss in the dirt. Threw him a slider. The count fills up. 3-2. Owens kicks and throws the 3-2 pitch. And Marte bounces it towards second. It takes a wicked hop on the lip of the grass and into right field. And a base hit for Marte. That is tough luck for the Green Jackets in the field. Tyler Owens, a jump of disgust on that one. Thought he had an out, but it hits the lip of the grass and somehow bounced even higher, as it ends up being a tough single for Jeffrey Marte. Leadoff man on for Shane Sasaki. There's just certain spots on the grass, particularly that lip of any ballpark. It hits it, it's just going to generate extra bounce. Ends up being the 12th hit of the game for Charleston here in the third inning. A snap throw over to first by Owens is a little late. Good throw, though, on a quick tag by Backstrom. Now trying to find a way to get Sasaki for the first time. He is 2-2. He is one of three River Dogs who have hits in their first two at-bats. Or check that, one of four. Marte joined that club with his last hit. That'll pull the left side for Sasaki. First pitch to him is a spinner, and he puts it around the inside corner for strike one. A single in the first inning for Sasaki. He drove in one, actually two, with a double last time up. That was last inning. Look over to first, the 0-1 pitch. Sasaki lines one to right. This one will twist foul and into the seating area. 0-2. And you love to get a double play ball here, but Sasaki's a guy that doesn't hit into many of them. River Dogs is a team that's hit into 18. That's middle of the pack. That's one thing you get as being a high contact team with Charleston. They don't strike out a whole lot. And seen that on full display here. Close play just back, though, is Marte. You give yourself some more of a mixed bag of results when you put the ball in play as often as they do. But a man of Sasaki's speed, almost impossible to double up. It's got to be hit hard right at somebody. Two-strike pitch, a swing and a miss. That'll do. Fastball at 94 from Tyler Owens, and he strikes out Sasaki for the first out of the third inning. One gone for Carson Williams. As he bats for the third time in as many innings. 9-2 River Dogs here in the third inning. Here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. One of the longer ballpark names you will find, but a good one. Throw over by Owens the first. He checks on Marte again. He dives in for a third time. Back in plenty of time. That's in the very dangerous Carson Williams. First round pick by the Tampa Bay Rays in last year's draft, 29th overall.
You will be like next year and stuff.
First pitch to him is laced to left field. That's a base hit for Williams, his second of the game. Fastball in at his hands, and he turns around for a second knock. And there are two on, one out for Drew Baker. Just a very good hitter. The Rays know how to pick them and develop a farm system. And their team, even one that when they're competing, they're always looking ahead. A very analytically based organization, the Tampa Bay Rays. And again, that's kind of how they have to be. They're not a very large market team. First pitch to Baker is a changeup that missed inside. One ball, no strikes. So you have to really work within when you don't have the same kind of financial restraint. Some of the larger markets, too, as Baker rifles one into center. That's a base hit. Another run's going to score. Here comes Marte. Up to second base goes Williams, and it is now 10-1 back here in the bottom of the third inning. Three hits already for Baker. That's a second RBI. And it's 10-2. The River Dogs are into double digits. Second run they've gotten on Tyler Owens. And now here's Bobby Seymour. If you want an idea of how the Rays work, you look back a few years ago. Blake Snell, who was Cy Young winner for him, and very good left-handed pitcher in the American League. And at the top of his game, Rays dealt him to San Diego. And head scratchy move at the time, considering the Rays were a very competitive team, as Seymour takes one outside, 1-0. So you look at that in face value and you say, what are they doing? But it's all part of a long-term plan, and you have to look more long-term as a small market team. And that's something Tampa has done very well. 1-0 pitch. Seymour got jammed and fouled it back. That'll reach the seats. 1-1. But they're a team that competes year after year after year, even with the financial restraints that they deal with year in and year out. They just find value with players that maybe aren't eye-popping, but it's almost like the Moneyball, Billy Beane kind of way. They get the most out of their players, especially on the pitching side. 1-1 pitch, a foul in and out of the mitt of Adam Zebrowski, and it's 1-2. Players they've gotten back for Blake Snell, of course, have very much helped them. Manuel Margot being one of them, an outfielder. But the Rays just promoted the top prospect in baseball last year in Wander Franco. had a very good rookie season. Also another hidden gem they found in Randy Arozarena, a big part of their World Series run a couple of years ago. 1-2 pitch, ground to second, double play ball. Durbin flips to Conley for one, relay to first in plenty of time to turn it and end the inning. 4-6-3, and that'll end the inning for the River Dogs. They do get one on the RBI by Drew Baker, but that is all, and we are through with three innings now. 10-2, Charleston on top of Augusta on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with autopay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Charleston, top of the fourth inning. Mitchell Spelt's back with you as Brandall Mesquita will get things going for the Green Jackets against Brandall Mesquita. Mesquita against Peoples to start off the fourth inning. Green Jackets scored a couple of runs, got something in the top half of the third. River Dogs got one back in the bottom half on an RBI single by Drew Baker, who has driven in three tonight. Got 14 hits already on the board for Charleston. They have not been walked in this game. That's the surprising thing. With 10 runs on the board, considering they're halfway through the third time through the order, no walks in there. They're just hitting the ball well as Mesquita leads it off. First pitch from Peoples. Tailing fastball misses down and away. Ball one. Mesquita bats for the second time. Singled and extended his on-base streak to 25 games. With a first hit back in the second inning. 1-0 pitch outside again. Two balls and no strikes. Get a couple runs each inning, you never know what might happen. One and fouls it out of play to the right side. Two balls and one strike. That's the right fielder for tonight. Mesquita's played all over the outfield. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Chase run down away. Good fastball with some cutting movement to it. Well spotted by Peoples. 2-2. Two-two pitch, a swing and a liner foul. That'll stay under the right field seats and pinball its way into right field somehow. Count stays 2-2 to Brandall Mesquita. He's trying to win a long two-strike battle against his counterpart. Ben Peoples working out of the windup. Here's the 2-2 offering. Mesquita chased one in the dirt. That's strike three. They'll have to complete it down at first, and they will. For the first out. Strikeout number five for Ben Peoples to go along with just one walk in this game. And here's Mekhi Backstrom. Wherever Salinas made his third start with the Rome Braves tonight up in Aberdeen, Maryland against the Ironbirds. You check on Salinas' start tonight. His day is done. Had a very good start last time out against Winston-Salem. Struck out 10 in five innings in a win as Backstrom takes a strike. On the outside edge, 0-1. Salinas today went 4 1/3, 6 hits, 4 runs. All of them were earned. He struck out 7, allowed a home run. 0-1 pitch is outside, 1-1. Rome, just like Augusta, coming off a very good series. They took 5 of 6 against Winston-Salem. That was kind of the jump they needed, as the Braves are currently with 19-14 on the year. Backstrom hits one sharply to second, but right to Marte. And there are two outs. Pulled the hands in on that one, but struck it right to the second baseman for Charleston, and there are two away. And there are a lot of Rome Braves who were Green Jackets last year that are having a great year. Vaughn Grissom, of course, is one of them. Grimson's one of the top on basemen in the South Atlantic League. He's got an OBP of over 400. First pitch, 1-1. 10-2 Charleston here in the top of the fourth inning. Three homers, 22 driven in for Vaughn this year. He is a top 10 prospect now in the Braves system, and rightfully so. As the 1-0 pitch is low. Two balls and no strikes to Durbin. I think maybe the quietest one of them all is Justin Henry Molloy. 2-0 pitch is down in the dirt, 3-0. Molloy played briefly with the Green Jackets last year after being drafted out of Georgia Tech. Three home runs, 18 driven in, batting .324. Molloy's been making a lot of noise with the Braves this year. The 3-0 pitch is a strike. It's 3-1. He's been a good find. Landon Stevens, one of the top home run men in the league. The 3-1 pitch is lifted high in the air, left center field, but playable for Sasaki. As he goes back on it, makes the catch, and that's a three-batter inning for Augusta. Strikeout liner and a fly out to center, and we are through 3.5. Here from Charleston, it's the River Dogs 10, Green Jackets 2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
No. How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health Academic Medical Center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back with you from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina. First of 6 in this series so far, all in the way of the hometown River Dogs, who lead a 10-2. Green Jackets looking for their first shutout inning against the River Dogs. 3 in the first, 6 in the second, 1 last inning. As they trail by 8, first pitch to Mason Auer is a strike. Throw him a good changeup. Nothing to one the count. Auer is 1-for-2, doubled last time up. Comes back in a big second inning for Charleston as a pitch to Auer. This time is a strike as he blazes one into the inside corner. No balls and 2 strikes. A speedy right fielder, Mason Auer. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And he got him swinging, actually. He fouled one off of Adam Zabrowski, who went tumbling all the way across the plate. Not sure where that hit him. I think it got him in the lower section. Might be just below that padding area. Appears to be okay. Signals to the dugout. He's fine. Just needs a minute. And Josh Michael's going to grant him that as he walks over to the mound and hands the baseball to Tyler Owens. Just one of those courtesy walks by the catcher at the umpire to give the catcher a little extra time to catch his breath and reset after taking one in a non-protected area. Down on all fours. Grimacing a little bit. You can tell he's in obvious pain, but Zabrowski is as tough as they come. Has the glove back on. He's ready to go. Nothing too slow. Mason Auer from Joplin, Missouri. Here comes Tyler Owens. And this time he gets in a rollover on 1-1. Scooped up by Backstrom. No tough hop there. We'll get Auer by a couple steps. One away with his speed. Trying to make something happen there. But this River Dogs team, 1-9, they can really run. Here's Willie Vasquez with the bases empty. First pitch is launched to left center, base hit. Another hit for Vasquez. That is his third single of the ball game. It's already driven in three. No run production on that one, but Vasquez showing off why he's so highly thought of in this organization. Has been off to a bit of a slow start statistically, but he's had a lot of good at-bats like that. Barreling up a lot of pitches in that one on the very first swing. Sends it to left center. They get 15 hits in the game for the Charleston River Dogs. Luis León bats from the left side. First pitch is a slider that comes down and in. And Luis gets up in the count, 1-0. Tonight has been a pretty tough night for the Braves minor league affiliate so far. It's not just Augusta that's struggling, it's all the other three as well. It's one of those tough nights as the 1-0 pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Biloxi leads Mississippi 6-1. That's in the AA level. Just talked about Rome. They're trailing Aberdeen in the sixth inning 4-0, but Rome is threatening in that game. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Good block by Zabrowski. Two balls to one strike the count. Gwinnett having a tough time at home with Memphis at 7-0 Redbirds in the bottom of the sixth inning. Maybe the Major League Club can come to the rescue tonight. They are currently scoreless with the Milwaukee Brewers in the third inning up at American Family Field. Milwaukee won last night 1-0. 2-1 pitch. A ball outside. Bell high. Just missed off the plate. 3-1. Three balls and one strike. Owens working behind to León, the seven batter. Here's the pitch to him, and that one is a good spot strike. Right at the knees, outside corner, 3-2. Owens looking for a double play ball. Got one to end last inning. Induced it off. The pitch is hit on a line, right center field. Morton on the run. He's not going to get there. Plays it on one bounce. Vasquez will go first to third. Throw's going to go in that direction. Quintero will knock it down. Nobody will move up. A bit of a sail throw that time by Morton, but no damage done on that. Our runners down the corners for Michael Berglund. What has been a night of different sorts for Augusta pitching. The most hits they have given up in a game prior to tonight, 13. And that occurred back in what was a 14-1 win for Carolina 2 weeks ago today. We are in the fourth inning, one out. Charleston already has 16. Just a phenomenal hitting display they are putting on tonight. First pitch to Berglund, sails a little outside. To the left-handed hitting catcher, one ball, no strikes. I say it all the time, though. You got to have a short memory in this game. And a lot of these players do. Uncharted territory. 1-0 pitch. Berglund takes a strike this time as he backdoors a changeup. 1-1. This is why you get to play six games in a row. Tough game tonight. Come back tomorrow, and who knows? This game ain't over yet. Break-even pitch is going to sail outside again. Two balls and one strike. Owens keeps going to that spot. Will place him. Just missed on a couple of them. If you know me, you know how much of an optimist I am. I'm not going to call it quits until it's over. Just my nature. 2-1 pitch. Berglund bounces it foul. First base side as he yanks it near the bullpen. For Charleston, where they do have some action going down there. Let's see if Peoples has the fifth inning again. He has been pretty much capped at four innings in most of his starts. Certainly has the pitch count to go one more if manager Blake Butera wants him to. Two balls and two strikes. Owens gets the target from Zabrowski. They put it away. 2-2 pitch is lined the other way foul. Out of play. But even being down 9-0 tonight, there's always a path. Glass half full. Owens trying to keep the deficit at 8. The 2-2 pitch is just off the outside corner. Well spotted, though. Change up from Owens, and the count goes full. Might see León running here from Charleston to stay out of that double play. Middle infield for Augusta looking for it. Conley at short, Durbin at second. Already have turned one in this game. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a miss, and Owens gassed him up at 92 to strike out the catcher for Charleston. Two away for Jeffrey Marte. Owens looking to put up the first zero on the board for Charleston. what is an 8-run game. Every River Dog has earned their way on here today. First pitch to Marte is lifted foul to the left side. This one will twist out. A lot of foul balls in the left field side today. Sun fully set. Lights are on here at Joseph P. Riley Ballpark. The Joe, they call it. May have to adapt that name throughout the week. 0-1 pitch. Marte takes a strike. A dart on the inside corner. Benton, a hook in there. Drops it in perfectly. Owens up in the count. 0-2 to Marte. He was the runner that scored last inning, but he reached on a tough hopper that jumped into the outfield and looked like a sure out. 0-2 pitch, and Marte takes one up and away. Tried to finish him off with a fastball. One ball, two strikes to count. Marte batting 280 in that double leadoff spot in the nine hole. Now Shane Suzuki on deck. You'd rather have him lead off the fifth than come up with bases on here in the fourth. The pitch to Marte, a swing and a foul tip caught by Adam Zabrowski. And a strikeout for Tyler Owens. He's looking sharp here tonight in relief. Out three, puts up a zero on the board. Here in the fourth inning, still Charleston 10, Augusta 2. We go to the Green Jacket fifth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Of the fourth inning. Green Jackets keep the deficit at eight. Brandon Parker will lead it off against Ben Peoples here in the top half of the fifth inning. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call here from Charleston, South Carolina. The first game of a very key six-game series. Green Jackets enter this one. Two back of Myrtle Beach, one of Charleston in South Division standings, and what has turned into a very good three-team race. This might be they might compete in the first half. As the first pitch to Parker is a fastball high at 90. One ball, no strikes. As Peoples is out there to start the fifth inning, he's thrown 65 through the first four. 1-0 pitch. Parker a big swing and a miss. Try to belt that one out of here. 1-1. Green Jackets have done a lot of damage this year on Columbia and Delmarva. Split with Fayetteville. 1-1 pitch is outside. 2-1. But at the same time, they very much competed with Myrtle Beach. Won a tough series in Carolina against a team that can really swing it. And a ballpark that might not be totally accustomed to their style as the pitch is high, 3-1. And now they get their first run at Charleston in a ballpark that very much was haunted grounds for them last year. 3-1 to pitch to Parker is at the bottom of the zone. Late call that time by Josh Michael. On a fastball from Peoples, counts runs full. Parker drew a walk and scored last time in the third. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a foul as he sprays it to the right side. That'll get well out of play. Three balls and two strikes still to Brandon Parker, coming off one of his best games of the season on Sunday. 3-2 pitch. A foul again. Sends that one out of play. Green Jackets got a home run from Parker back in the fifth inning. In Sunday's contest, that tied the game at two, and then Got a big single in the eighth inning to put him up by a couple of runs. 3-2 pitch. Parker got tied up and strikes out. Buried a changeup down and in, well spotted by Ben Peoples. And there is one away for Caden Morton. One more out for Peoples, and it'll be a season best for him. Has matched his season high, 4 1/3 innings. Those 5 innings, it will be in line to win this one. Charleston a lot like Augusta. Their pitchers have typically not gone very deep as Morton laces one to right center field. And Caden Morton's got a base hit. Fourth of the night for Augusta. The nine hitter is on for the Green Jackets to bring up the top of the order. He continues to see the ball well. Bats for the third time. But most of the starts this year for Augusta's pitchers have typically, when it's gone right, around 5 innings, typically around an 80-pitch limit. That's been about the same for Charleston. They did that last year, too, as did a lot of teams. People's first pitch to Quintero. Slow bouncer right side. Marte tracks it down. Spins. Thought about second. Say, we'll do a 360 and give it over to first base and get the out there. That would have been a fantastic turn if you tried that, but it's one of those time and score kind of things. Up by 8 in the fifth inning, Mike just wanted to take the out at first. But he was seriously thinking about it. Did a little pirouette over in the outfield, shallow right field, and Bobby Seymour just demanded the ball from first base, just said, no, 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 just throw it here. Got the out. Two gone now for Cal Conley. 10-2 Charleston, top of the fifth inning, with now Caden Morton at second base. Conley looking for his second RBI. First pitch to Cal is in the dirt with a breaking ball. One ball and no strikes. Conley a sack fly back in the two-run scoring third inning. That scored Caleb Durbin. 13th RBI for Conley as he continues to strike the ball well. Numbers don't show it, but he's hitting the ball very well over the last few weeks. 1-0 pitch is high, 2-0. And there's ways to track that. There's all sort of technology that shows you the exit velocity, launch angle. So even though the numbers might not be good, you look at those kinds of things, and sometimes the results just aren't in your favor. 2-0 pitch is a wide strike on the outer part, 2-1. Conley doesn't love it. But even though the average might not be good, that's kind of where you find the hidden gems. They're hitting the ball hard a lot, but maybe not the average to show forth. That's a guy you might invest in. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Tied up Conley on the inner part of the zone with a fastball. A little cut to it, 2-2. As Peoples looks to cover 5 innings for the first time. And he has been very sharp tonight. 2 runs, 1 unearned, however, back in that third inning. 2-2 pitch. Conley a soft tapper back to the mound. Peoples' gloves will flip it over to first in time as Seymour jumps out of the Conley coming his way. And that'll get Morton left stranded in scoring position, and we are halfway home. Here from Charleston, the River Dogs 10, Green Jackets 2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
We'll be right back.
10 here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Peyton Williams is on to work. Right-hander from Pinehurst, North Carolina, is on for the ninth time this year. 1-2 record. Gets the top of the order, and Shane Sasaki to start. A bullseye. Starts him with a fastball at 93. 0-1. Been a bit of an up-and-down season for Williams, but this is a good chance to get a couple innings under his belt in a low-pressure situation. This is how you build yourself back up as the 0-1 pitch is a slider down and away. One ball, one strike to Sasaki, who is 2-for-3. A couple innings last time out for Williams back in the opener last week, Tuesday against Columbia. 1-1 pitch, a liner to center, base hit for Sasaki. That is his third of the night. Jumped on top of a high fastball, and he serves it right back into center. And now we'll see if Sasaki thinks about running. Here is Carson Williams. Now Williams is in for Tyler Owens, who was fantastic out of the bullpen. Picked up four much-needed innings for Jorge Bautista, who just got knocked around a little bit. More so good hitting by Charleston, and more so than bad pitching. I didn't think he threw the ball all that bad. River Dogs just jumped in a lot. Two strike pitches. First pitch to Williams is a bender that hits the inside corner. Good slider from Williams. Final line for Owens out of the bullpen. He threw three innings, seven hits, two runs. Both were earned, but he struck out four with no walks. Not to build off with that outing. 0-1 to Carson Williams. The pitch is a half swing. He thought better of it, but swung through it. And it's 0-2. That slider is a devastating pitch for Peyton Williams. That is a pitch in his arsenal. This team is very high on. He gets a lot of swings and misses on it when it's right to right-handed batters. As Williams down 0-2, Peyton Williams against Carson Williams. Sasaki on two pitches. Hasn't looked to run yet. Not sure. It might be score-related. Green Jackets down 10-2. Doesn't have a huge lead over there. Williams gets rid of the ball pretty quick. 0-2 pitch. And he's swinging a miss, and he struck out Carson Williams on three pitches. Good work by Peyton Williams to get Carson Williams. And now Drew Baker will bat. And a 10. Sasaki over at first, three hits. He's already stolen one bag tonight. Carolina League best, 25. He is second all in minor league baseball in steals. Williams' first pitch to Drew Baker is a strike at the knees. 0-1. Baker, one of many Texas Tech Red Raiders running around the minor league system. Faces an old college teammate, Cal Conley. Over at shortstop, and then you got Brian Klein, also played with him briefly. 0-1 pitch. Baker took a slider on the inside corner, right spot for Williams, and he gets 0-2 on Baker. Baker's had a nice little run here with Charleston. Top 40 prospect in the Braves system, according to Baseball America, clocks in at number 36. Fourth round pick last year, as well as his teammate Cal Conley, who went in the fourth round. Conley went slightly before him. No 2 pitch. A check swing, let it go low. One ball, two strikes. Texas Tech's got an upcoming program, and you can see with all the talent that has now fluctuated within the minor league system. Not just these two teams, but many of them. 1-2 pitch, Baker half swing, laid off the slider. They will ask. He did not go, says Mickey Smith. 2-2. And Williams coming in with a lot of confidence in that slider. That's a good thing for him. A fastball around the mid-90s. On a slider that can wipe you out to right-handers if he can put it right on that edge. Has one at the plate here in Baker's 3-for-3. Here comes Peyton Williams, and he missed low with fastball. Three balls and two strikes. Might see Sasaki running on this pitch, 3-2, stay out of a double play. Yeah, Williams gets rid of the ball quick, though. Sasaki saves, 3-2 pitch outside. He lost him. Got on one out for Bobby Seymour. Still a spot you can look for the double play ball, and you got a man who's already bounced into one in Seymour. Big swinging first baseman has now hit into two double plays this year. Seymour is 1-for-3. Every River Dog tonight has at least one hit. There are three with just one. Otherwise, everyone else has at least two. Williams look over to second base. First pitch to Seymour runs inside. One ball, no strikes. Seymour, a big back coming from Wake Forest. Picked by Tampa Bay last year in the 13th round. First full season here in Charleston, playing the Florida Complex League all of last year. 1-0 pitch, foul back. 1-1 on a nice quick swing. One ball, one strike. And that Florida Complex League team is very much loaded for the race. Talked about how good their system is, and that even goes down to that rookie level. Seymour, a part of that last year, now getting called up to Charleston. Former ACC Player of the Year in 2019. 1-1 pitch. He taps it foul. Back to the netting. 1-2. Had a huge 2019 and then no season in 2020 with COVID. Very short, very brief. And then got off to a slow start in 2021, but finished strong. Still batted over 300 and hit 21 home runs. Third team All-ACC selection. 1-2 pitch. Seymour checks. Swing. It bounces away from Zabrowski. Each runner moves up a base. To third goes Suzuki. To second goes Baker. The count is 2-2 to Bobby Seymour. A slider in the dirt that just hot blocked. 2-2. That's where Williams can help himself, though. He's a strikeout guy. That slider can be just as devastating to left-handers if you can really put it in a good spot. That normal good spot is down and in. Looks like it's going to be one that hangs over the plate, then just drops around the shoe tops. 2-2. A swing and a drive. Deep right field. Mesquita on the run, and this one is off the top of the wall. Suzuki's going to score. Here comes Baker. Into second goes Seymour with a second double of the game, and it's 12-2. Seymour just missed a home run, a slider that hung up there a little bit, and he hit it right off the top of the wall in right field. The bullpen for Charleston was ready to jump in excitement as they just missed one, but two-run score on the sixth double of the year for Bobby Seymour. Not many home runs fly out of this ballpark. There's a spot to get it to, though. It's that right field area. And now Mike Steed out of the dugout to talk with Peyton Williams. Three RBIs, a pair of doubles tonight for Seymour, who's now at second base. And the lead is stretched back to 10 runs. Home plate umpire, Josh Michael, come break this up. And we will resume. Fifth inning gives us a chance to take a low drive around the league as we look at the Carolina League scores for the first time tonight, presented by Easy Go. Most important score of the night would be Myrtle Beach in Columbia. The Pelicans' offense is hot again. They've got 10 runs on the board. Against Columbia, thanks to a 7-run fourth inning. It's 10-4 Pelicans in the bottom of the sixth inning at Segra Park. Pelicans currently the front runners in all the Carolina League. First pitch, a half swing. Mason Auer went through on that slider from Peyton Williams. It's 0-1. Fayetteville has just snatched back the lead on Kannapolis. Down 6-4. They now lead 8-6. They scored four down east on top of Carolina, 5-3 in the seventh inning. 0-1 pitch, a half swing. Laid off one down and away. Two balls and one strike. Lynchburg 5, Salem 1. Top of the seventh inning in Salem, Virginia. And Delmarva made it 2 in a row today. They beat Fredericksburg 5-3. That North Division of the Carolina League just as competitive as the South. 1-1 is outside, 2-1. Got three top-heavy teams in the South Division. Myrtle Beach, Charleston, and Augusta. But the North has Fredericksburg front-running, but Carolina, Salem, they're both right there. Lynchburg has come up hot. They're all within arm's length. 2-1 is outside the hour, 3-1. That one count down east out either. They're about 4.5 back now, I believe. Down east played Charleston for the Low-A East Championship last year, and it went to a thrilling 5-game set, which the River Dogs capped off at this ballpark. The 3-1. A pop-up foul, first base side. Backstrom near the dugout gives it a look, but he's going to run out of room by about two rows. Count stays full on Mason Hour, 12-2. The lead for Charleston, this is their largest lead of the night. Led 9-0 after two. Green Jackets did get a couple of runs back in the top of the third, their only run scoring inning of the night. But now you're kind of in that mode where let's try and work some things out, get some guys right. Low pressure spot, down by 10 runs. Although I'm optimistic, a comeback looks out of reach. And Williams will step off and go through the signs again as he gets set for the 3-2 pitch. This will be his 23rd pitch of the inning. He's got one out here in the bottom of the fifth. As Bobby Seymour standing behind him at second base, modest lead. Williams a small check. 3-2 pitch. A slider. He didn't bite on it. Lets it go. First two walks of the game issued by Green Jackets pitching have come in this inning from Peyton Williams. After long 3-2 battles of both Drew Baker and Mason Hour, Williams is right on the cusp of getting both of them, and now here comes Willie Vasquez, who has yet to be retired tonight. 3-for-3 on three sharply hit singles. In the process, he has added three RBIs to his total. Righty on righty, Williams looks to second base. First pitch to Vasquez, takes a slider down and away, 1-0. Came in hot, was throwing that slider right where he wanted to start, but now having a tough time locating it. Trying to avoid leaving one up here to Vasquez, who can certainly belt them. He's got one home run, but he's driven in 20 this year. Man, just an even 200. 1-0 pitch, Vasquez a wave and a miss at the slider. There's a good one. 1-1. Although Vasquez has had a tough time at the plate, he has made the most of his hits. And that ball has jumped off his bat tonight. Break-even pitch, a swing and a miss. Another slider in the dirt. Got him to go after it. 1-2. Zabrowski able to block and keep it in front. 1-2 the count as he tries to get Vasquez down on strikes. He'll take a double play ball, too, if he can get it. Dangerous hitting Willie Vasquez, number 10 prospect in the Rays farm system. 1-2 pitch is a knee buckler that just missed a little inside. Certainly crossed up. Vasquez that time looked like more of a changeup that time. It was a slider, but had some wicked movement to it. Kind of broke in on Vasquez, which froze him. 2-2. And that one just missed inside. Same spot, same result. That time, Vasquez saw it a little better. Ball three, strike two. Green Jackets down 12-2. Williams kicks and throws. And it sails out of play. Stays at 3-2. Williams trying to avoid his third walk of the inning as he comes up on pitch number 30. 18 hits tonight for Charleston. The way they're progressing, I imagine they might break that 20 mark at some point. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a liner to center. Morton charging in, that'll hang up for him as he makes the catch as Vasquez is out for the first time. Two outs in the inning now, and Williams now one out away from getting through the fifth. Luis León will bat as the seventh hitter this inning for Charleston. They lead it 12-2. Looks like James Acuna is just getting up in the bullpen for Augusta. He'd likely have the next inning. You'd hope he doesn't have to come in this frame. Williams needs one more out as he's going to throw his 32nd pitch of the inning. He says Luis León. First pitch to the lefty, and the DH takes a ball inside. One ball, no strikes. A crowd here that's still very much engaged. They were just doing the wave a few minutes ago. One oh pitch. Leon takes the ball inside. Throw down to second by Zabrowski's off the glove of Conley and into center field. Seymour to third. To second goes Auer. Now second and third on the first error of the night by Augusta. This one will go on Adam Zabrowski. Good idea, and it might as well down by 10 runs. See if he can steal now on the bases. Zabrowski's done that a couple of times tonight. Yeah, look at that. This juncture of the game, say, what are you doing? But if there's a time to try and snap it down, figure something out with that, gain rhythm and trying to snap guys down behind the bag at second, this is the time to do it. Error's not going to hurt you too bad at this juncture of the game, considering the score. 2-0 pitch. Leone swing and a miss. Actually fouled that one. Got tied up on a 2-1. Leone, the catcher from Venezuela. International free agent signing way back in 2015. 2-1 is a knee-high strike. 90 miles an hour from Williams. 35 pitches now on the inning. You don't see too many pitchers go this far. Get into that danger zone area just a bit. 2-2 pitch is a knee buckler, and he rings the bell on the inside corner. What a great slider. Peyton Williams rings up Leon to end the inning. Two-run score, though, on the two-run double by Bobby Seymour, and the lead is 10 for Charleston. As we go to the sixth inning, it's the River Dogs 12, Green Jackets 2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
The premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund.
Sitting here from Charleston, Mitchell Spelt's back with you. New pitcher is on for the River Dogs, right-hander Sandy Gaston. From Cuba, the 20-year-old right-hander, a flamethrower. He'll have the middle of the order coming up for the Green Jackets as he relieves starter Ben Peebles, who threw a season-best 5 innings in this game. He leaves in line for his first win of the season. Gets Stephen Polini to start it. Gaston against the lefty Polini. First pitch fastball is a strike at 94. Now, Stone started the game last year against the Green Jackets, and he threw 5 innings in that game, hit 98, 97 consistently with that fastball. 0-1 pitch is low, 1-1. He's a guy that has a lot of interest in the Rays organization. He is a top prospect for them. Comes in at number 13 in their farm system. 1-1 pitch is spiked in the dirt at 95, 2-1. Has a lively fastball with a devastating breaking pitch. The problem has been for Gaston. He has really struggled with command. 15 walks in 15 and two-thirds. Began the year as a starter. They've now moved him to the bullpen. The 2-1. A half swing. Polini unable to hold up. 95 on the gas. 2-2. A lot of runs early in the year, but he has been very good in the month of May. Working out of the pen. He has a chance to work on some things. Up by 10 here. 2-2 pitch. That one's driven to right center field. On the run is Auer, and he won't get it. It's off the top of the wall. Pollini will dash into second with a leadoff double here in the sixth inning. That's good to see from Stephen Pollini, his second hit of the night, and he nearly hit one out of here. Just below the video board in right center field, and he is on with nobody out for Adam Zebrowski. First extra base hit of the night for Augusta, just their fifth overall. Do you think make up a little ground here in the hit department? Currently 18-5 in favor of Charleston. As here is Adam Zebrowski being put a charge into one against the flame-throwing Gaston. First pitch coming. The catcher for Augusta took a ball. Overthrows one at 95. Long term, Tampa Bay sees Gaston as a starter, but with his velocity, you get a good breaking ball in there, he could be a closer someday, too. You can definitely see it with the life on that fastball. 1-0 pitch. There's a good breaking ball. And he lands it right on the outside corner for a strike and right on cue. When you're sitting big velocity from a guy like Gaston and you get that, you're not hitting it. There's just no way to time that up. You almost have to just hope you foul it as time is called by Zebrowski. And that's what makes so many good back-end relievers so good. When you're throwing 100, but then you throw a big slider, it's just tough to hit. 1-1 pitch, fastball misses outside at 98. Two balls and one strike. With big velocity, it makes every other pitch equally as good if you can command it. 2-1. Zebrowski takes one down and in. Three balls and one strike. Fastball bit all over the place to start. That slider's been the only one he's thrown for a strike in this at-bat. Count is 3-1 to Adam Zebrowski. Stephen Pollini, a big lead at second base, not being held on, down by 10. 3-1 pitch, a check swing. That's a strike around the outside corner. Zebrowski talks to the home plate umpire, Josh Michael, asking if that was the outside corner. Catchers normally have a good view of the strike zone, I should say. Best way to put it. 3-2 pitch. Zebrowski got jammed, and he fouls it back, able to muscle one out of play. Stays 3-2. And no one's going to have better knowledge of a strike zone than a catcher because they're back there all game. And Zebrowski's had some of the best plate discipline on the team. He has drawn a team best 20 walks this year. 3-2 pitch is high and ball four. The sixth inning, a double and a walk, and here comes Brandel Mesquita. See if he can spark a little life. And the Green Jackets half of the sixth inning, down by 10, 12 runs, or down 10, 12 outs to work with. One run per out. That would be quite the efficiency. Got a guy at the plate who can certainly make something happen here in Brandel Mesquita. 1-for-2 tonight. First pitch to him is a fastball right down the middle. At 94, took a little off that time. When he's been around this range, he's been commanding it better. 96, 97, 98. He hasn't really been close. 0-1 pitch. In the dirt. Good block that time by the catcher, Berglund. Pollini went halfway, then retreated as he played that tough hop right up against the chest. Fastball spiked. That is as tough as it gets. Any catcher will tell you they should block it, but any catcher also knows that is the toughest one to block. Those fastballs, especially the big ones, spiked in the dirt. You have to react so quickly to stop it. Two balls and one strike, the count to Brandel Mesquita. Or one ball, one strike, excuse me. Here's the pitch. That one's way outside of slider. That gets under the glove of Berglund. Both runners will move up. Neither runner saw that until Mesquita looked back and was waving to him. Run, run, run. And I don't think the catcher Berglund knew either. He was about to pick the glove up and throw it back to the pitcher without a ball in his hand. And now Mesquita's got an RBI opportunity. He is second on the team in that department with 18. Only Caleb Durbin's got more at 20, but base hit here could tie him. Send one over the wall. Club leads back in his favor. Mesquita is currently third in the Carolina League in average, just under 340. Fifth in on-base percentage. Sits over 420. And his OPS is 10th at 882. His teammate Adam Zebrowski is 11th in that department. On base plus slugging. 2-1 pitch. And losing it in the lights as the right fielder Alward's going to get by him until the wall. Pelini's going to score. Zabrowski's going to score. And Mesquita on his way to third dives in with a belly flop triple. The ball gets away, but Mesquita's going to stay put. That will go down as a two-run triple for Brando Mesquita. Auer got to the spot, but then when he did, those lights played a major factor. He could not make the catch, and it got all the way by him. That's not going to be an error. That's a tough play. And Mesquita now with 20 RBIs on the season. It is a 12-4 ball game. Two-strike base hit for Brando Mesquita. Take him any way you can get him. Green Jackets are second in the Carolina League in triples with 18. The only team with more is the team you're playing tonight. And Charleston, first pitch to Mekhi Backstrom, is a fastball down and in. One ball, no strikes. Triple number two for Brando Mesquita. That'll help the OPS. 1-0 pitch. Backstrom had a big cut, a fastball at 97. He fouls it back. One ball, one strike. For those wondering, why can't that last play be an error? Number one, when you factor in the lights, factor in the reaction of the outfielder, of course, it's going to be a much tougher play than it seems. It's hard to say you should have caught that ball, barring those circumstances. And if you never touch the ball, it technically can't be an error. As the 1-1 is spiked in the dirt, that'll go to the backstop, and Mesquita's going to score uncontested. Now Stone doesn't even bother covering home, and the Green Jackets have three here in the sixth inning. It's now a 12-5 game. As Gastone having a lot of problems here in the sixth inning in relief of Ben Peoples. Double, walk, and a triple. And three runs already in and three batters. Backstrom now with the bases empty, up 2-1. Don't call it a comeback just yet. Down by seven. The pitch to Backstrom, a swing and a miss. And the count is 2-2. At some stretch, he has begun the bullpen for Charleston. No throwing yet, just got his 20th pitch of the inning. 2-2, Backstrom, a swing and a miss. Gassed him up at 96. There's the big fastball from Sandy Gastone, and there is one away for Caleb Durbin. A first out Gastone desperately needed. James Acuna continues to play catch for the bullpen for Augusta. He's likely going to have the sixth inning coming for Williams after his one frame. 35 pitches that last inning for Peyton Williams. Not likely going to push him any further. As Durbin, a little 3/4, excuse me, swing chase for him in the dirt, 0-1. And I've talked to pitching coaches before. Mike Steeds echoed the same thing to me. But a pitcher throwing 30, 35, even sometimes 40 pitches in an inning is more harmful to your arm for a young pitcher than throwing 80 to 100 throughout the course of a seven-inning game as the pitch runs in tight. Backs out Durbin at 95. Chin music on that one, 1-1. Just a lot of stress on a very short amount of time on your arm. It's going to cause potentially more damage to it than spreading out sporadically as Durbin, another half swing, couldn't hold up on a good slider that time from Gastone. 1-2. And once you're in the minor league levels too, especially with 19, 20, 21-year-olds, you're not going to push them too far. 1-2 pitch. Durbin takes one in the dirt. Didn't chase that slider. 2-2. And both of these clubs, the Rays for the River Dogs and the Braves for Augusta, they've been more on the conservative side with their pitchers, and that's a good thing in my opinion. You like to see them go deep, and the fan part of you wants to see them going deep into ball games, still complete games, but that's just not something you see anymore, especially with young guys. 2-2 pitch is down and away, 3-2. And a lot of it is that COVID season 2020 has really kind of thrown things out of whack, even to this day. Played a major part last year, still a little bit into this year. 3-2 pitch to Caleb Durbin is in the dirt. From 1-2 down, he works the walk, and he is aboard with one out for Brandon Parker. And a 12-5 for the sixth inning. Willie Vasquez comes over from third to talk to Gastone, just trying to calm him down. Gastone has thrown 27 pitches, 13 for strikes. As one out, that was a K of Backstrom. Went to finish up on the pitching point. even talking to coaches today, they just said, you know what, when you go back to 2020, there weren't really guys throwing all that much. And as a result, it took over a year for guys to get their arm back. And whichever level you were at, you just couldn't come in and throw 200 innings last year. And it takes years to build that up. And they're going to make a pitching change here. Gaston's going to come out as Blake Butera is going to make a call to the bullpen. So Gaston faces five batters in the inning, a double, a walk, triple, a strikeout, and a walk. Allows three runs. Two of them come home on the triple by Mesquita. The other one comes in to score on the wild pitch. And we will have a change. 12-5 Green Jackets. They've got a runner on with one out with Brandon Parker coming up against the new hurler for the River Dogs. I'll tell you who it is after the break on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
For a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer.
Charleston, the right-hander from North Carolina Central University. 10th round pick by Tampa Bay in last year's draft. He has been one of their best out of the bullpen. And what has overall been a very good Charleston pen. Tough night for Gaston. Got just one out. This is Brandon Parker with Durbin at first. 12-5 River Dogs. First pitch fastball at 94. Misses high for ball one. Six appearances for Vernon out of the bullpen. He's won four of those outings. Most of them have been extended, working as that middleman. 1-0 pitch, a fastball, runs a little inside at 94. Two balls and no strikes. Fills that J.J. Negro, Chris Englund role. It's a middleman for Charleston. Has gone three or more innings in all of his outings. 2-0 pitch, half swing, strike's going to be called anyway. On the outside corner, a little head turn from Brandon Parker, 2-1. He's won his last two, both in the month of May, at Myrtle Beach and Fayetteville. 2-1. Parker sends one in the air to right center field. Playable for somebody who wants it. It'll be the right fielder, Auermerk, in the call and the catch. No problem with the lights this time as he makes the call for out number two. Get a little pick-me-up for the right fielder. Fighting the lights this time. Two gone for Caden Morton. Green Jackets are three runs in this inning against Austin Vernon. I should say coming. And Sandy Gaston. Vernon trying to get through this inning after Gaston nearly threw 30 pitches to five batters. Morton bats against Vernon. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Talked to Caden Morton last. Very much in touch with one of his good buddies, Vaughn Grissom, who's currently having an excellent season. Talked about him earlier. With high A Rome, batting over 300. OBP is over 400. 1-0 pitch is high, 2-0. One thing he told me last week was I asked him about that great catch he had in Carolina. Was that the best you ever made? And he said, nah, I've made better. And one he pointed me to, I put him on the spot with it. He said he took one away from Vaughn Grissom during spring training a few years back as the fastball hits the bottom of the zone. Two balls and one strike to Caden Morton. The two were drafted in the same draft class in 2019, both out of high school. Grissom coming from the Orlando area. Morton from Dallas. 2-1 pitch. Morton had a big cut, but he missed. 2-2. See, he made an all-out dive while in Northport, Florida, where the complex is. For the Braves, an all-out dive in center field took one away from Grissom, who gave a little head nod, tip of the cap, said, I'll get you back. 2-2 pitches outside, 3-2. But those great catches are always intensified when you do it against guys you talk to regularly. And Morton still talks to Grissom on a regular basis. Hopes to join him on the same squad someday. They've never played on the same team together in affiliated ball. 3-2 pitch is a call. It's strike three. A fastball right along the edge, and he strikes out Morton for the final out of the inning. So Vernon comes in, gets two in a row, and leaves Durbin stranded at first. But the Green Jackets do get three off of Gaston. It's a 12-5 game as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Charleston, bottom of the sixth inning here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. James Acuna has the bottom of the sixth inning for Augusta. He's the fourth pitcher used by the Green Jackets tonight. Acuna will get Michael Berglund, the catcher, for Charleston to start. Righty-lefty, first pitch to the catcher is a little bit low. One ball, no strikes. One of three lefties in there for Blake Butera's team. Switch hitter and five right-handers. 1-0 from Acuna is high. Two balls and no strikes. Appearance number eight for Acuna. All out of the bullpen. 1.38 ERA. He does have a 1-0 record. 18 strikeouts in 13 innings. 2-0 pitch is a little up and away, just above the belt. 3-0. Has worked about once a week. A little longer relief. 2-3 innings typically for James. 3-0 pitch is too low. Lost him on four pitches, and the leadoff man is on for Charleston here in their half of the sixth inning. Longer game today. Got typically longer than usual. Green Jackets, most of their games this year since the pitch clock became a factor for them back in their home opener on April 19th. Half hours. Now here's Jeffrey Marte for Charleston, and that's not just a Green Jacket thing. That's happened all across minor league baseball, and that time has been trimmed down to the first pitch from Acuna. Sails up and away, 2-0. Or one ball, no strikes, excuse me. Now you're seeing good results. The pitch clock, I think you're getting the results you want to see, but the question is, are the players comfortable with it? As Acuna deals a strike on the back door, first he's thrown this inning. I've talked to both hitters and pitchers about it, and it's an adjustment for both of them, I think especially for the hitters. 1-1. Is on the inside corner, backed out Marte. One ball, two strikes, but he hits the corner. Because hitters had to be more cognizant about getting in the box, not calling for time, readjusting the batting gloves. I'm interested to see how that turns out in the majors next year. 1-2 pitch, he chased one down and in. A wipeout slider that time from Acuna right over the shoe tops that crossed up Marte big time. As confusing of a swing as a hitter can have there, as Marte is down on strikes for the second time tonight. One away. For Shane Sasaki. As Acuna now looks for a double play ball. Strikeout number 19 on the year for Acuna. First pitch coming is on the inside corner, nothing and one. At the pitch clock, we'll be moving to the major league level. At least that is the plan for next year. And now we'll see how the major leaguers adapt to it. I still think you're going to get a little bit longer playing time than you do in the minor league level, as the pitch is a knee-high strike from Acuna as he's feeling it now. As Sasaki down 0-2. You also have longer commercial breaks, and considering all that, advertising revenue, all the things that have to go, so you might still have longer in-between breaks. As Sasaki muscles one to right field, that one's going to drop inside the line for a base hit, his fourth of the night. From first to third goes Berglund, and now the throw is going to go to third, and up to second goes Sasaki, and then the throw from Quintero goes into right field. Another run's going to score. Now what should have been just first and third with one now turns into third base with run one scoring. And it's now 13-5. I'm not sure what happened there. The throw by Brandall missed it off and snapped to Sasaki over at second base. And it was unable to be picked by Durbin. Ends up in right field. Ends up being an error on Geraldo Quintero. Green Jackets have been a more sound defensive team as of lately. That's not one of their finest moments. As the lead is stretched back to 8. First pitch, the two-hitter, and Carson Williams is a swing and a miss, 0-1. No RBI for Sasaki. He will get a single, moves all the way to third base. Get the error on Quintero, scores the run as Berglund scores. No one pitch is going to run inside. One ball, one strike. But you learn how to overcome those mistakes in the field like that by making them. And I'm not going to do that again. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. And it's 2-1. Good block that time by Zabrowski. 2-1. You always improve and get better by making mistakes. Realize what you're doing wrong, even the basic things. 2-1 to Carson Williams, the shortstop for Charleston. The pitch is a clutch and a ball inside. Got him to flip the bat a little bit, but no swing. 3-1. You can tell, looking at Quintero, he's still thinking about that one over there. They're going to shake it off. 3-1 pitch. Yeah, he's going to run inside, a 5-pitch walk to Carson Williams, and there are runners on the corners with one out for Drew Baker. Speaking of Acuna, Ronald Acuna Jr. returned to the Braves lineup tonight. Missed about a week with a little bit of a groin strain, but he's back in there today. Currently 1-0 Braves in the sixth inning. Another pitcher's duel going on in Milwaukee. First pitch to Baker. He had a big cut, but he missed. 0-1. Milwaukee looking very good in the National League Central. I think the Braves are still looking to get high in what could be a very tight net. Currently the front runners. The Phillies hanging around. Braves are 4 under .500 as Baker bounces one to third. Quintero will charge. Gloves. Only play is going to be first, and he won't have one as Baker legs it out. An RBI infield hit. Scores Sasaki, and it's now 14-5. 20th hit of the ball game for the Charleston River Dogs. And the dogs are still barking here tonight.
I like how the dog knows when to applaud.
And what is now a four-hit night for Drew Baker. He's driven in a run, and each time as Mike Steed will come to the mound for Augusta, pitching coach will talk with Acuna. 14 runs on 20 hits. And Drew Baker's been in the middle of all of it. He's reached all five times now. Good day for the stats if you're Charleston. Home plate umpire Josh Michael will come to the mound and break up the conversation between Zabrowski, Seed, and Acuna. Bottom of the sixth inning, 14-5. Now 9:30 locally here in Charleston. We'll see the way this is going. Still might get done 3 hours. See how the final three innings play out. Bobby Seymour now the batter against James Acuna. River Dogs extend their lead back to 9. First pitch to Seymour, runs down and in, 1-0. That's kind of the thing too. You go back to first Green Jackets home game where the pitch clock was a factor. Green Jackets played Fayetteville in what was an exciting 8-6 win as Seymour hits one to the left. This one is slicing and it will reach the seats. About seven rows back. 1-1. 8-6 game, Augusta won. 20 combined walks in that game, and we were still done in 3 hours and 3 minutes. That's the effect of the pitch clock in a nutshell. And that was a game where a lot of people were adapting to it, too, and myself included. And he still moved around quite a bit as Seymour takes a backdoor. A very fascinating topic. And this is really the experimental year with it. Didn't have it last year. Amongst a bunch of rule changes. 1-2 pitch is low. 2-2. Got the larger bases, too. That's to avoid injury, which I think has been a good move. Kind of gives you more area to step on the base, because sometimes if you step on it in an awkward spot, that's where you twist up those knees, ankles. Those injuries can happen just by stepping on the base in an awkward way. 2-2 pitch. Seymour hits one in the air. Shallow left. Conley Quintero go back. This will be Quintero getting tangled up. And he drops the baseball. Pollini will pick it up. And he will throw to second. And you got a chance for a double play here. Out there. And I think they still got one more out to get here. I'm confused. There's two outs. Durbin's got to go back to second and tag the base. This is going to turn into a tough luck double play for Charleston. So I'm trying to see, they tagged out Williams, I think. Durbin's going to go touch second. I'm confused. For sure, one man's out. And even worse yet, there's an injury out in the outfield. That is Geraldo Quintero, who is down. Austin Smith, the athletic trainer, is checking up on him. And play is dead? In terms of the base runner situation, I'm not sure. Caleb Durbin's still talking to the umpire about what happened, but the bigger concern, at least at this juncture, is Geraldo Quintero was hurt for Augusta. Kind of got tangled up out there, and looked like Cal Conley kind of wanted to call him off, and Quintero said, "I got it," and fell down awkwardly. I'm not sure if this is a serious injury or not, but just may have fallen on that tailbone. Austin Smith checks him out, and he'll get a nice ovation from the crowd, and the inning is over. They said it's a double play ball, a very awkward one. We'll see if Quintero stays with the game or not, but the inning ends on an unconventional double play, and we go to the seventh inning now here from Charleston. Two run in for the River Dogs. It's 14-5 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
It's a great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject.
Brian Klein to the step in for Geraldo Quintero. He will lead off this inning for the Green Jackets. Quintero is out of the ball game. Hopefully just as a precaution. He left on the final put in the outfield trying to catch a fly ball. He dropped it. It ended up turning into a double play, but it worked out for Augusta, but not on the injury front as Quintero was just literally wobbly getting up. He helped him off the field. Austin Smith walked with him, the athletic trainer for Augusta. He is out of this game and down by 9 runs. Might just be Seymour as a precaution. We might find out more in the coming days. But Quintero is out. Brian Klein will bat for him. And will likely stay in the game to play third base as well for Augusta as he will face off with the right-hander. And Austin Vernon, his first full inning, as a fastball hits the outside corner 93. It's 0-1. I'm not sure if his head maybe just snapped back and hit the grass, and that's kind of the danger of falling down sometimes as the 0-1 pitch is fouled back to the netting as Klein spoils one. 0-2. Again, that was just kind of a play that had trouble written all over it, and I didn't see much there, but that was where the big attention was at as Klein a check swing in the dirt. He didn't go. 1-2. Seen a lot of sports when you just fall down backwards, that head just might snap back a little bit and hit your head hard. 1-2 pitch up and away, 2-2. There's no easy way to fall, I'll tell you that much. And again, I just hope Quintero's okay. 2-2 pitch, Klein lets him go outside again, 3-2. Not checking on him currently in the dugout, might just be. Again, out of precaution, up by 9 or down by 9. No sense of putting him back out there. 3-2 pitch. Klein swings and misses. And Vernon strikes him out with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. One away for Cal Conley. 14-5 Charleston in the top of the seventh inning. As Conley bats for the fourth time, 0-for-2 with an RBI. Does have a sack fly in this game. Scored one of two runs back in the third inning as the first pitch to Callis rocked to deep right field. Going back on it is our warning track, and he will just have room 2 feet in front of the wall. Two gone the inning. Conley a little shred out of the box. Thought he either had it or is going to be caught. And there are two away for Stephen Paulini. Normally hitters have a good sense whether they knock one out of the ballpark or not. That one just missed. I mentioned a few times in the broadcast. This is not normally known as a home run haven. First pitch to Pelini. It's a strike, 0-1. It's kind of the old adage with your ballpark. You want to construct your team based on how your ballpark's built. Now it's a little different in the minor league level. 0-1 pitch is pulled to the right side, foul behind the bag at first, and it's 0-2. It's not like Charleston gets to pick and choose their players. That's given to them by the Tampa Bay Rays organization. That's the same for everybody, so you can't really pick the guys you want to play in the ballpark, so that's just kind of how it goes. But sometimes numbers are inflated or deflated based on the ballpark because the 0-2 is high, 1-2. For example, you might look at a pitcher, maybe not in terms of the depth of the ballpark, but maybe where they're pitching. Like if you're pitching out in Colorado, Utah, a higher elevation area, you might not take as effect the numbers of a pitcher. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. I'll have more on that in a second as Pelini strikes out on 4 pitches. As he picks up the K, ends up being a 3-batter frame for Augusta, and we stretch here from Charleston. And it's still 14-5 River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Seventh inning here from Charleston. Mitchell Speltz back with you. James Acuna's got a second inning of work, starting off against right fielder Mason Auer for the River Dogs. 14-5 Charleston in the opener. First pitch is a strike from Acuna, 0-1. Auer, Vasquez, and Leon due up for the River Dogs. That's Acuna is trying to pick up some innings here. Second inning of work. A couple scored on him in his first in the sixth. As there's a wave and a miss. Good slider that time from Acuna, 0-2. It's Auer, who is 1-for-3, a double and a walk this game. One of the many 20 hits put on the board by Charleston tonight. 0-2 pitch, a half swing. They will ask at first. He did not go, says Mickey Smith. 1-2. As Acuna looks for a clean seventh inning here. One of those games just want to finish off and turn the page to tomorrow. 1-2 pitch. Auer waves and sends one into center. Morton charges in, and he will get there. Covered a lot of ground and hung up just long enough to make the catch. One away for Willy Vasquez. I'm going to go back to that point I was making last inning. You look at, for example, I mean, there are teams who have minor league affiliates in Colorado, Utah, Arizona, places that are more higher altitude, and that has an effect on pitchers as well as hitters as the pitch is down low for ball one. When you're pitching higher altitude, your breaking stuff is not going to be as effective. It's really almost ineffective in some spots. And you look at the Colorado Rockies, for example. Willy Vasquez, pitch to him, is a ball outside, 1-1, or 2-0, excuse me. Now, there's a reason why the Rockies hit a lot of home runs and pitchers don't normally throw there, because the ball's going to carry and the pitchers are not going to move as much. As Vasquez got turned around on inside fastball, swings through it, 2-1. Not a pitcher's paradise. You rarely ever see a Cy Young winner from the Colorado Rockies, and mostly because pitching altitude is very difficult. 2-1 pitch, a spinner, and it's in there from Acuna, 2-2. Now, when you're pitching in there and your numbers aren't as good, there's still things you look at and say, okay, this guy's throwing the baseball. Maybe he just needs to pitch in a different location. You get called up, and you pitch well. 2-2 pitch. Vasquez, a soft floater, shallow center, charging in Morton, and this will be Caleb Durbin calling him off and making the catch. Another hang time ball off the bat of Vasquez. Two away now for Luis Leon. And here is Michael Berglund. Or Luis Leon, excuse me. And to finish up on that point, you may have the same thing with a hitter. A guy really's hitting the ball well. And Colorado, someplace like that, as the pitch is a strike. Valhai, 0-1. But then you go somewhere else and they may not be the same. There's always those kinds of factors, and location, ballpark can have an effect on a pitcher and a hitter. 0-1 pitch, and beating the shift and sending it to left side is Leon, as he has a hit in the left field. And that'll be hit number 21 tonight for Charleston. Defying the shift, sends it right past Brian Klein, who's the new third baseman for Augusta, as he is in defensively in that same spot for Geraldo Quintero, who left an inning ago with an injury on a fly ball. See Quintero sitting down in the dugout, looks to be okay. Again, not tending to him in any manner. Might have just fell awkwardly. Maybe something grabbed him, hit his head. But might have a better idea tomorrow. Here's now Michael Berglund. He takes a strike from Acuna. Shift is on for him. Left side wide open. Brian Klein playing more of the shortstop position with Conley behind the bag at second. 0-1 pitch. A backdoor breaking ball. And he enters it for a strike right on the corner. 0-2. As Acuna is one strike away from a nice quick seventh inning with the Green Jackets trailing 14-5. 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Good scoop up by Zabrowski. 1-2. Might be in line for a good pitching matchup tomorrow. Jordano Perez, who was excellent through a quality start last time out against Columbia last week. That was on Thursday in the blowout win for Augusta. On 13-2, they'll be facing J.J. Goss for Charleston. One of many good pitchers. 1-2 pitch is lined to left. Polini retreats, and he will catch up to it and make the catch just in front of the track. So three fly ball outs off the bats of Charleston this inning against James Acuna, and we move to the eighth inning, 14-5 River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better. NOMAL of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
The lead for Charleston. They lead it by 9 here in the opener. First of 6. Green Jackets will look to get through this game and try and reverse it all tomorrow. First of 24 on the season between their South Division rivals. Single A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, the Charleston River Dogs, defending champs. Did it with a lot of pitching last year. One of the best pitching staffs that has come through low A. Talking with some folks here before the game. First pitch to Adam Zabrowski as he starts it off against Austin Vernon's. A fastball that runs up and in, but he swings through it. No balls in one strike. The 0-1. Zabrowski, a half swing, couldn't hold up on a devastating slider from Vernon. 0-2. But the River Dogs won 82 games last year and 120 contests. So you do the math on that, 82-38. Just totally beat up on Augusta, Myrtle Beach, and Columbia. 0-2 pitch, a half swing on a slider, this time able to hold the bat back. 1-2. It's kind of one of the more interesting things I saw coming into this series is the pitches down away, 2-2. River Dogs had an outstanding record against teams under 500. And they didn't really play much over 500 because they're playing the three teams I just mentioned all the time. 2-2 pitch is going to ring the bell on the outside corner. Vernon strikes out Zabrowski as he nails the edge with a fastball. One away for Brandall Mesquita. But that was such a misleading stat. They were a big reason why all three of those teams were under 500. They did so much damage against them, Augusta especially. Green Jackets are 6-24 last year against Charleston. First pitch is a strike. Fastball from Vernon, who's got it all going here tonight. 0-1. Ended up pitching here, playing well all season long. One of the best seasons by a minor league team last year as Vernon deals another fastball at 95. A strike, 0-2. And a lot of that is the product of the Rays just working it in the minors. 0-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Makes extremely quick work of Mesquita. It was in the dirt. They'll have to complete at the first, and they will. Two gone now in the second K of the inning for Vernon. He has struck out 5 in total. 4 of the last 5. And they are 2 away from Mekhi Backstrom here in the 8th inning. Crowd exiting a little bit here. See Comp on the 10 o'clock hour. I'm normally a guy, win or lose, whichever team I've got rooting interest in, I will stay till the end. First pitch to Backstrom is spoiled back to the netting, 0-1. Just me. I'm getting my money's worth. And like I talked about before, even if they're behind by a lot, 0-1 pitch is outside, 1-1. That internal optimist in me always lingers. Always thinking, oh, there's a chance. And you know what? At that time, I thought there might have been. When they made it down to a 12-5 game as Backstrom takes one outside, 2-1. But Charleston not messing around, going to Austin Vernon on the pen, who's been one of their best arms, showing why. 2-1 pitch is up and away, 3-1. He gave Gaston a chance to really work it out, up by 10 runs, but again, command really ate the best of him up, almost threw 30 pitches to just five batters. 3-1 pitch, that's low, and that's a walk. Mekhi Backstrom is on for the first time. First base runner for Augusta against Austin Vernon. He has been dialed in since he took over. Here to finish the game, make it a three-pitcher night for Charleston, who carries 15 pitchers on their roster. Typically 16 is that average number. Green Jackets are currently carrying 17 as Durbin takes one low for ball one. Major leagues are now outlawing it. Only 13 are allowed, but their rosters are a little thinner. I believe it's 26 it's at. 25, 26. I'll have to double check that. Always changing it. 1-0 pitch is inside, 2-0. But they're capping out the number of pitchers you can carry, and a lot of the reason is pace of play. They don't want as many pitching changes. They don't want openers, which is something the Rays do a lot of. Start a guy, throws two innings, and it's just a bullpen game. 2-0 pitch, a high bouncer to third. Willie Vasquez on a routine hop will throw out Durbin and retire the side. Green Jackets go down in four batters. Backstrom works the walk, but he's left stranded at first base, and we move to the bottom of the eighth inning. 14-5 River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund.
Jeffrey Marte leads off the bottom of the eighth inning for Charleston. First pitch against James Acuna is fouled straight back. A level swing for Marte. 0-1. Marte, Sasaki, and Williams. The next two men will be batting for the sixth time in the ballgame. 0-1 pitch. Marte takes the strike on the back door. Fastball from Acuna, who is now looking very much settling. Got through that first inning. Couple runs score, but was excellent last time in the seventh. Now has Marte down 0-2. The pitch home is outside. A tailing fastball. Home ball, two strikes. But a nice outing for Acuna. Action currently going on in the Charleston bullpen for the ninth, perhaps, as the pitch is just off the outside corner. Through a backdoor breaking ball, 2-2. Acuna, 29th round pick back in 2019 from Azua Pacific University in California. 2-2 pitch, a fly ball foul to the left side. That one will get out of play. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2. Marte, a bouncer up the middle. Conley behind the bag, has not two hopped. Quick snap to first in time to get Marte for the first out. Who tried to catch the around the horn throw from Backstrom with his glove and kind of long snap it with his glove to Durbin, but he threw into center field. But otherwise, good defensive play by Cal Conley. Good defensive positioning that time. That was hit out well back up the middle. Now Conley standing behind the bag, barely moved. That's another thing baseball is looking to get rid of, the shifting. Shane Sasaki bats. First pitch is spoiled foul to the right side, and it's 0-1. It's kind of has baseball wants to get rid of it because you want more action in the game, you want more hits. You want to take away that possibility of stacking the right side, the infield, or left side, whichever you're doing, as Sasaki fouls another one back. No balls and two strikes. My view has always been, you have to find a ways to get hits other ways. If you can't beat the shift, I think there's nothing wrong with that defensively. Kind of goes against that play, pace of play initiative as Sasaki launches one to left center field. Polini will run it down in the alley. Had a good jump on it. And Sasaki is out number two in the eighth inning. It's kind of one of those things stuck in the middle. You want faster games, but you want more action. So what do you do with it? Get rid of the shift, you might get more hits. I think it's going to certainly extend the life on a lot of pull hitters in baseball, specifically lefties. You know, we'll see. I think that's currently in the works right now with the pitch is a strike. To the number two batter, Carson Williams, batting for the sixth time. 14-5 Charleston in the bottom of the eighth inning. Cooney looking for back-to-back zeros on the board. The 0-1 pitch is high, 1-1. He's one of those teams that shifts quite a bit. Again, they are a very analytically based team. There are quite a few of them out there. 1-1 pitch, tied him up, down and in. Good spot on that fastball from Acuna, 1-2. I'm not just looking at stats. When I say analytically speaking, there are stats within the stats you're looking at to kind of find diamonds in the rough, which the Rays have done an excellent job of as the 1-2 pitch is in the dirt, 2-2. I think a great example of that is Randy Arozarena, one of their outfielders, and a guy that they wanted badly from the Cardinals, I believe. And I think he was a guy that St. Louis wanted to keep, but the Rays gave him enough to give him up, and you can see why they wanted him so bad, as that one's down and in, 3-2. And it's not like Arozarena was a top prospect by any means. He was just a guy the Rays really liked. They have good scouting. Got him, and he was a playoff hero in 2020 when they went all the way to the World Series. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Acuna strikes out Williams. Four in a row for Acuna. He puts down the side of Nora in the eighth, and we are going to the ninth. Here from Charleston, 14-5 River Dog. Half of the ninth inning on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet. 100.
All River Park will lead it off against the new Charleston pitcher, Cameron Fields, right-hander from Texas Southern University and Dallas, Texas, on for the 11th time this year. ERA just short of 4 for Fields. First pitch to Parker is a strike, and it's 0-1. 13 2/3 innings. He's got one save on the year. Comes in to finish up the ninth inning for Charleston. And it's going to be a very impressive night for them to open this series. 0-1. Outside. Missed with a fastball, and it's 1-1. 14 runs on 21 hits, and if you're just picking this up, a lot of that damage came in the first three innings of this game. Scored 10 times in the first three innings, and they had quickly double-digit hits as that one runs up tight over the top of Parker, 2-1.
I'll tell you, I don't know if I'd have
15 hits in the first three innings for Charleston. That eclipsed the season high the Green Jackets have allowed in just the third of the game. 2-1 pitch up and away, 3-1. I've said it once in the broadcast. If you're still tuned in with us, we appreciate it. This is why you play every day. You can have a tough outing one night, come back, win the next, and we'll see how game two goes. 3-1 pitch. Parker swinging a miss. Got tied up inside of the fastball at 91. That's 3-2. As bad as the score looks tonight, it only counts as one loss and one win in the scorebooks. Nothing more. 3-2 pitch outside. He lost him, and Parker works the leadoff walk. On for the second time tonight, both via base on balls, and he will march it down to first. And Caden Morton will come up. Reminder, fans, after we are done here, and we will have the easy go post-game show to wrap things up. Here from Charleston, get you all geared up for tomorrow, game number 2. So equally as important. As the Green Jackets look to work their way up in the standings, as Morton swings away, first pitch, and gets jammed in the infield. Tosses his bat frustratedly as Willie Vasquez, the third baseman, will put it away for Charleston, and there's one away. And Klein all bat for the second time. One away in the Green Jackets' half of the ninth, down 14-5. Despite how bad this game got off to for Augusta, this will not lead their largest margin of defeat this year. That was 2 weeks ago in Carolina when they lost 14-1. Maybe didn't get knocked around as much, but a much bigger offensive output for Carolina as the first pitch is down away to Klein. Like the fight still, Augusta put up some good at-bats, scored 5 runs in this game. At least as of yet, they could get more. 1-0 pitch is down and in. Missed with a fastball again, 2-0. Team that's very much competing until the end. Big lead for Parker off first, not being held on as that one's pulled down foul. First base side pass, Miles Shorter into the Charleston bullpen. Everyone's standing up down there. They're ready to get to the handshake line, go home, and call it a night. And a game that is not quite 3 hours old, believe it or not, sir. It's 7:08 tonight. Despite 19 runs and 27 hits, at least at the moment, we could be done in sub 3 hours. 2-1 pitch, Klein popped it up foul, backing out of play, and it's 2-2. Moving right along. Barely see 3 hour games anymore unless there's extra innings. You get a pitcher's duel, you even get even more intensified quick play. 2-2 pitch. Klein shoots one to the left. This one's going to fall in fair. A little bloop that drops. Going from first to third is Parker. He'll get there. Klein will stop around first at the throat of the infield. Gets by Vasquez, but it's backed up by Fields. It'll be a bloop single for Brian Klein. That'll work. Got jammed on one and just fought it off down the opposite field line. And there are runners down the corners for Cal Conley. So Klein now 1-for-2. Chance to get another run here. Conley with an RBI opportunity. 0-for-3 with side at 91. One ball, no strikes. And we got Jordano Perez and J.J. Goss tomorrow. Goss has been a good one for the River Dogs. He'll be making his seventh start of the year against Perez, who was excellent last time against Columbia. That one's level to right, and it will be caught by Auer. Hit that like a rocket, but right where he was standing. Had to come in a few steps. And that is what it's been for Cal Colony over the last few weeks especially. Hard hit balls right at opposing defenders. And he's shaking his head. That's a hit in most other spots. Green Jackets down to their final out. Stephen Polini, the batter, to keep it alive. Part of the River Dog crowd, most have left, of course, up by nine, trying to get a jump start on this Tuesday night, get to bed, get to work tomorrow, and then come out to the ballpark again tomorrow. First pitch, Polini sends to center. This one will drop. A base hit. It's a three-hit night for Stephen Polini. Having his one of his nice offensive nights. This is a good pick-me-up for him. Had just one hit in the Columbia series, has three in the opener here tonight, and the inning will continue for Adam Zabrowski. Brian Klein moves to second, Polini to first. 14-6 now the score. Tying run in the very, very, very deep hole. I'll stop there. First pitch to Zabrowski's low for ball one. Won't go that far with it. You'd probably need Brian Klein to bat again to get to that point. 1-0 pitch. Zabrowski takes the ball outside, 2-0. As Fields tries to get the final out here. 7:05 tomorrow once again here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. Zabrowski is swinging a foul off the catcher, and a little shaken up after that one is Berglund. Took that one off the left side where there isn't some protection. 2-1 as Josh Michael walked the baseball back to Fields and take a little stroll back to the mound with him. Berglund says, I'm good. Catchers are tough. You got to be if you want to make it to the big leagues. You're going to take a beating throughout your career. Two balls and one strike to Adam Zabrowski, looking for his first hit today, 0-3. Klein at second, Polini at first. The 2-1 pitch is a broken back ground to short. Williams has it. We'll flip to first, and that'll do it for the first game of this series. A River Dog dominant effort tonight. Bats early, bats often, as Charleston wins the opener 14-6 over Augusta. Most runs put on the board by the Green Jackets this year, and definitely the most hits with 21 by Charleston. Most of those coming in the first three innings, and we'll have more on it coming up on the postgame show as Charleston takes the opener 14-6 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider. Welcome to the postgame show presented by Easy Go from Charleston, South Carolina. It is a final in game one. The Green Jackets fall short 14-6. River Dogs take the opener. Scored early, scored often, and they hold on to win by 8 runs rather easily. Green Jackets still put up a nice fight in the middle innings, put some runs on the board. But Charleston wins the opener, and Augusta now looks to get back on track. Tomorrow night is Mitchell Speltz with you. We check out the final numbers of this game. Green Jackets, after the loss, are now 20-14. 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They stranded 7 runners on base. River Dogs now 10 games over at 22-12. 14 runs, 21 hits, 1 error, 9 left on base. Winner in this game is Ben Peoples. He's now 1-1. Jorge Bautista, the starter for Augusta, takes the loss. He's now 0-1 on the season. Time of the ballgame tonight, 2 hours and 58 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,120 here from Joseph R. Riley Jr. Ballpark. And what was a great night for baseball as well. Time now for our WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ballgame. That'll be the 2-run triple by Brandel Mosqueda back in the 6th inning that got the Green Jackets going. What was a 3-run inning for them when they started to mount a little bit of a comeback, made it 12-5 at the time. Mosqueda finished with 2 hits on the game, driving in 2 runs. For the IT guy of the game, presented by Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks, Stephen Pelini had a nearly nice bounce back outing today. 3 hits for him today, including a double and an RBI in the 9th inning. He finishes the game 3-for-4, and as the IT guy of the game, presented by Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. Green Jackets will be on the road again here tomorrow. Then Yordano Perez to the mound against J.J. Goss, a pair of right-handers. As the Green Jackets look to sell the score and quickly move past this game and even this series. We get started with the on-deck show built by TaxSlayer at 6:45 p.m., opening pitch 7:05. Here from Charleston, hope to have you with us, and hopefully a better game for the Green Jackets and look to bounce back against their rivals and nemesis, the Charleston River Dogs. Otherwise, that's all for us here tonight from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long from Charleston. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Have a great rest of your night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow. Good night.